ladies, it's time to wake up. Make sure to brush your teeth and fill up that coffee cup. And all you fellas, make your bed and get fed. Cause it's 6 in the morning and it's time to play my first song, first song. Yeah, my first song's gonna bang, so you know you'll want to hang. Let's party all morning long, time to play my first song.
What do you have, Jenny?
So I don't know why, but this was on my list of first songs, and it's a Sean Kingston song.
Oh.
Not Beautiful Girls or whatever his big popular one is.
He had two or three songs.
Well, Fire Burning was his other big one, but this one is Take You There, and I think you'll know it.
Don't forget. He had the Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, Catch a Tiger by Its Toe with Justin Bieber.
Oh, I forgot about that. I don't know that one at
it's
all.
It's not good, but it's also amazing.
Yeah, so I wanted to do Take You There, a little Sean Kingston this
all right.
AM.
Woo. All right, it's brought to you by Squeezed.com. First song of the day, KDWB.
I'm so embarrassed with myself, the conversation that I'm having with Jenny right now. This is like, okay, I know that like, it's more accessible to do things like this with accounts out there like Dumoi, D-E-U-X-M-O-I on Instagram. They're like a celebrity account where people will like show spottings or post rumors, blind items, things like that. But a long, long time ago when Taylor Swift was dating Calvin Harris, she ate at this restaurant in Santa Monica. And I was like, I'm going there because they said it's their favorite restaurant. So yeah. I actually went there and it was amazing. And I got so drunk at this restaurant. I went up to the bathroom and I started talking to this woman waiting in line. I was like, you're going to the bathroom too? And she wasn't talking to me. And I was like, that is so rude.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I was like, oh, the door's open. Someone came out. And I realized I had been talking in a mirror to myself that I thought was a woman standing next to me in line for the bathroom. Now, in my defense, it was very dark in that restaurant, like super dark where you can't take pictures of anything. You can't see. You can barely see your food. It's so dark. But also, I'm an idiot. I was drunk. So it was so embarrassing. And I was like, oh, God. Like, looking around, did anyone see any of that happening? Did I look like a crazy person? But Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson dined there last night.
Wow.
So, guys.
You're on top of the game.
I am on top of the game.
Good
I am just
you.
Dining and dashing. Not dashing.
Okay,
but
I was
dining
like, what?
Where the celebrities dine, guys. One time.
You're not allowed to take pictures there because it's dark, or you're literally not allowed to take pictures there.
So you could take a picture, but it'd be embarrassing.
Okay, I was going to check. I was like, why would you go if you can't take a picture to show what you're
well,
doing?
Well, the kidding. Only reason that I know that Taylor Swift was there was because someone saw her and got a picture with her.
Okay.
But also, I have been to one place in L.A., a girl who used to intern here, she lives there now, and she's like, this is where everyone goes. You should go there. So, of course, I went because I'm a loser.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is called, like, Nice Guy or something, and they still go there. It's like Kylie Jenner was there, like, a few weeks ago. But you can take pictures in there.
Oh, interesting.
They're like, I think you could ask the server, and if you had your flash off, you maybe could, if no one is in at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a rule. You can't take pictures in there. So they feel, quote unquote, safe that no one's taking pictures and video.
I guess, yeah, that's true. Because celebrities obviously are dining and don't want to be in pictures all the time. Like they want to enjoy their night out.
They want to be able to deep throat a burger without someone posting it up on the internet. And I feel that. That was like, that's my night. Someone once took a picture of me sleeping on an airplane. And it haunts me to this day. They posted it on like Twitter. And I was like, what is wrong with you?
My girlfriend just got caught in the back of somebody's Instagram reel when she was at Zenbox on Friday night.
Oh, no.
And also, this has happened to Tina before.
Yes.
She was on in the background hammering a taco, like sideways, head tilted to the side, mouth wide open, as someone was panning around the restaurant to show the whole restaurant, and you can see Tina going in on her taco in this video.
Because the restaurant reposted it on their stories.
And did
they? Like, Tina was like, no, it's me.
And then she got really scared about her eating for a little while. She's like, is this seriously how I eat? This is why you make fun of me all the time, Jenny. And I was like,
it's one of the reasons. One of the reasons. Tina's an aggressive eater. Jenny wrote a beautiful story, and it's and we've been doing this lately, and I love it. It's one of my favorite things. It's called Sound Effects Theater. We're going to do that next, and we'll also have a pair of Jingle Ball tickets coming up. It's the Dave Ryan the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. Dave is off this week, but he'll be back next week. And we have Jingle Ball tickets, so I want to start off by giving those away. We are less than 2 weeks away. Tickets are starting at like $26, $28. Of course, you have fees, but Tina did the math. And she's like, that's basically like $3 per artist that you're paying to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would not miss out on this. It's our first Jingle Ball in 2 years, a couple weeks away. It's just something super fun to do. But you can win those tickets right now if you're caller 10 at 651-989-KDWB. So we do this thing a lot of time. This will be Drake's first time.
could be terrible, but you know, that's the risk you take with something like this. It's called American Idiots, and we do it every single year, usually around, I guess, Halloween.
Yeah, you usually do it Halloween.
And sometimes we do it more often than that. I think this year was Dave. Dave wasn't around to do it, so we actually didn't end up doing it for Halloween. So I was like, you know what? There aren't enough Thanksgiving songs out there. Let's do American Idiots. It's where you text us a title for a song, and we have barely any time to write a quick parody based on your title, and then we have to perform it live at 7 o'clock. Drake, are you up for this challenge?
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you a little bit nervous? Yes. He can't hear me. He's a little bit nervous.
Extremely nervous about this. I'm not gonna lie.
Jenny, you've never really done it with us before, have you? Maybe once?
No, I haven't.
Oh, never.
I don't think I've ever done it, because normally I think you honestly guys only ever did it around Halloween. And okay. I don't think we've done it for a couple years.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna do it. So what we need from you is you to text us a title of a Thanksgiving song. Could be anything. Could be like The Gobbler, could be Turkey Time, whatever it is. You text it into 53921. That's KDWB1. We'll each pick one. We'll let you know what it is coming up, and you can't make this stuff up. And we'll start writing it while songs are playing or commercials are playing, and we perform it at 7 o'clock. So we'll do that when we come back. Also, here are 5 Thanksgiving cooking hacks that I found that might make Thanksgiving a little bit easier for you. We'll cover those, and you can't make this stuff up next.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And it's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers. All right, here are some Thanksgiving cooking hacks for you. If you are... because usually there's one person who gets stuck doing the majority of the work. This year, I feel like my whole family is pitching in quite well. Jake's mom, I think, will prepare the bird. And then we're each bringing like side dishes and stuff. Jake's sister's been going back and forth. She's stressed out if she should just stick with like a normal mac and cheese recipe.
Mm-hmm.
But she has
this
found
new version
like kind
is amazing.
Of cool. She's found like cool versions. Like, here's a spinach artichoke mac and cheese. Here's a brie and crumbs on top, and I'm like, I think you should have stuck to the original, but if nature is calling you to do something special, do it. But here are some things that might help you if you are on certain duties. Don't peel your potatoes. You boil them with the skin on, then you put them straight into an ice bath, and the skins slide right off.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that saves a lot of time.
Yeah. My mom, also, I got my mom for Christmas last year, and she said it's amazing, a potato peeler. You put it on. It's like this. It's like stands up. Kind of like, think, imagine a can opener.
Okay.
And it has a little thing you stab down into it to hold it in place standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And it spins it and peels it for you. I got that on like Amazon for her last year. Because she has, as her and my grandma have gotten older, their wrists hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't do stuff like that as easily. Don't make a whole turkey. A turkey breast is faster and easier to make. One feeds up to 4 people and 2 feeds up to 8. So that's good if you're not having a ton of people over. Preheat your roasting pans. Leave them in the oven while you're preheating, and things will cook faster. It's especially good for roasting vegetables. I should do that in general with roasting vegetables, because things like Brussels sprouts and sweet potatoes take forever to cook in the oven.
Wait, you preheat the pan?
Yeah, that's what it says, to make so the pan's already hot.
Okay.
And then so that like reduces the amount of time you have to cook things like vegetables.
So you just keep the pan in there probably while you start preheating the oven then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I know. Make gravy in a blender. Instead of stirring and simmering, you can thicken it and get all the lumps out with a blender. You just Google gravy blender recipe.
Okay.
And use store-bought ingredients to your advantage. For example, most people expect green bean casserole to be made with cream of mushroom soup. So making the sauce from scratch probably isn't actually worth it. And do your guests actually want homemade cranberry sauce? Or would they be happier with a can of the jelly stuff?
What? That's what I love. Give me that can of jelly
stuff.
That's
what my friend Samantha is. She like, that's her favorite thing. I'm like, okay.
It's like the one thing that I always enjoyed about Thanksgiving. And when my parents got divorced, my dad still kind of had made Thanksgiving meals at his place. But we also did Thanksgiving on my mom's side.
Yeah.
But it was just my sisters and I and my dad. And honestly, the one thing that I asked for at those meals was that jello cranberry, and my dad wouldn't do it.
Oh, like, that's the easiest thing. Cheapest thing.
The only thing I wanted.
Whatever. Okay, I think, Drake, I don't know if you've had time to look, but we are going to do, go ahead and pick our titles of our songs. We're doing American Idiots. This is where you have texted in song ideas to us for Thanksgiving. We pick it, and we'll have from now until 7 o'clock to write a song, and then we have to perform it live.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have some really good texts. Let's go through some of these.
Mm-hmm.
We had Rootin' Tootin' Thanksgiving, Turkey... This is so funny, I wish I'd have seen it. Turkey Trot Thought. I do like that. Twerkin' Turkey, Black Friday blues, pass that gravy, food coma. I think I'm going to do my yams and my hams.
My yams and my hams. Okay, yeah. I'm looking because I honestly hadn't decided yet either. There was one and now I'm not seeing it. I was thinking either the stuffing dance.
Okay.
Or Drake,
are you any sticking out to you?
I think I'm going to do I'm stuffed.
I'm stuffed?
Okay, no.
That feels right.
I'm just kidding, Jake. Because wow. You like Thanksgiving food.
All right, so that's how this morning's going to go, Jenny.
Because you like Thanksgiving food.
He even got you coffee.
Wow. All right, that's where we're at today. Got it.
I love you, Drake.
All right, Jenny. So, Drake, you're doing I'm stuffed?
Either I'm stuffed or food coma.
Okay, you got to pick on the count of three. One, two, three.
I'm stuffed.
Okay, I'm stuffed is Drake. I'm going to do my yams and my hams. And Jenny, what are you doing?
Well, now I don't know if I should do the stuffing dance because he's got I'm stuffed. Maybe I do it's gravy, baby.
Okay.
It's gravy, baby. We'll do that one for me.
Okay.
I don't know.
This is not easy because we still have to come back with Dave's Dirt. We'll do that. So somewhere in the middle of all of this, we're going to have to... Did we get a Jingle Ball winner, by the way? Should we say congrats?
Oh, gosh, yes. Let's say
they've been on hold forever. I am so sorry. What's your name? The good news is, even though you waited for 10 years, you at least waited for Jingle Ball tickets, right?
Cheryl?
Worth the wait. Yes, worth the wait.
Okay, Cheryl, I'm not going to make you wait anymore. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Cheryl, I'm going to put you on hold. And it's not going to be a long hold, I promise you. Drake is going to take you right now. She's like, yeah, I've heard that before, you son of a... All right, we'll do another pair of Jingle Ball tickets coming up at 7:20. We'll never make you wait as long as Cheryl, probably. We'll see. And Dave's Dirt is coming up next. I have a really beautiful video I found with Adele. She's doing like a live performance and she goes on this kind of rant, but not a rant, but a positive one, talking about this teacher that really inspired her and changed her life. And it's like a 4-minute video. I posted it up on my blog at DaveRyanShow.com. Hysterically cried while watching it. And Jenny said she had watched it and cried also the day before. So we'll play a clip of that. So if you're a teacher, or a teacher really inspired you, get ready for that. Also, Halle Berry discussed her quote-unquote weird turn-on. And I don't think it's that weird, actually, which makes me think that... Anyway, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's coming up in Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
Lifestyle, celebrities, and gossip. All on Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
Writing a song. Oh, it's going to be so bad. This is how it looks in the studio when we do this. Basically... I'm gonna let Drake just actually, since this is his first time, not even be a part of Dave's Dirt, so he can just write his song and like focus.
It's my first time too,
Jenny. But you're seasoned. You're seasoned in general.
I got like one line down just now in between that.
Yeah, it's not easy. But basically, we're gonna do American Idiot. So at 7 o'clock, just in 15 minutes, we'll perform these songs live. We have to write them during this, and it's so hard because we're doing Dave's Dirt during this time, so it's very limited. I have picked my song. We've all picked, I think, our music at this point. And then we each picked titles of our Thanksgiving songs. Drake's is I'm Stuffed. Jenny's is It's Gravy Baby. And mine is My Yams and My Hams.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny has one line written. But what happens is we all have to, we put our headphones on and listen to our instrumental music and like try to think of lyrics and then practice singing them. And you usually barely even get like one time to practice before you're live on the radio making a fool of yourself.
It's going
to
be great. I have one line written and I'm ready. Yeah.
That means you're sure. Okay, at least you have one line. I think if you have one line written, this is good. But the good thing for Drake is he has a studio to himself, so it's easier for him to practice. Jenny and I have to like go like to ourselves. So I don't get to truly belt out my beautiful performance until we're on the radio.
There's some mornings where I'm like just so excited to come into work. Like I love my job. I'm like so excited.
Some mornings, okay.
And when I woke up this morning, I was like, we got to do American Idiots today. Oh God, I'm going to do awful.
No, you're not. You'll be great. You guys will be great.
That's how I feel every time you guys have me do like a rap battle or freestyle because it is never going to end up good at all.
It could.
I feel less pressure from the rap battle because, like, there's just no option other than to just do it in that moment. Like, right now, we're given some time to, like, do it between commercial breaks. So, it's like, you expect somewhat of quality content.
Do you?
But I'm not going to proudly provide that.
Good luck. So, what is Halle Berry's weird turn-on? She was asked, because she's promoting a new movie, and she was asked, and she said, only because you're asking me. I don't know if it's weird, but I like when you're kissing someone and they kind of like suck the tongue. It might not be weird, but that turns me on.
Okay.
And the Brooklyn rapper she was talking to, Young M.A., said, hello, that's not weird. That's not weird. That's absolutely perfect. I don't think that's weird at all.
No.
That's like a very common thing. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty common. I think if you do it a little too much, it's kind of like, all right, settle down.
It's
there.
Like,
I don't need a hickey on my tongue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of hickeys, Jenny, thank
what
you for that transition.
The...
Thank
what
you. Pete Davidson's out there sporting a hickey from Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
Like, honestly, you can mock someone and be like, you should stop doing that in middle school. But first of all, don't be doing that in middle school, period. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I have a middle school stepson. but I will say that sometimes in the beginning, even when you're older, you get caught up in the heat of the moment. Mm-hmm. So they were out at dinner and yeah, he just has a big hickey on his neck, which made me laugh. Just good for them. I don't know. Good for them.
That relationship.
It's a very, very Pete Davidson move, I feel like.
Well, Kim's the one that did it.
True. So that's also a valid point.
Let me look. Did you? Okay, yes, here we go. I wanted to play this clip because this is, I was just scrolling through Instagram yesterday. I saw it. I put the full video up at DaveRyanShow.com under Fallon on my blog because I feel like we all have probably had at least one teacher that really was stuck out to us or was amazing because teachers just do such amazing work. And this is from a live special. I think she did it in London because a lot of the celebrities at this one were British celebrities. So this is Adele talking about her teacher.
Yeah, she just, she was so bloody cool. So engaging, and like she really made us care, and we knew that she cared about us and stuff like that. And it was just, she used to have all these gold bracelets on and gold like sig rings, and I don't know, she was just bloody cool.
Yeah,
and so relatable and likable that I really look forward to my English lessons.
Yeah, because it's odd actually, funny enough.
Is she
going
to be here?
She's here tonight.
The music. So the teacher is there in the audience. She had no idea.
Yeah.
And she hadn't seen the teacher since she was like in eighth grade. And she's just hysterically crying because this one teacher, she only had her for a year and she had such an effect on her life.
I was looking when she came up to the stage. The teacher comes up to the stage and Adele starts crying and they hug and stuff. And so I was looking for the gold bracelets and like rings and stuff because I was like, oh, that's her. That's so cute.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone has those teachers. Mm-hmm. I had my AP stats teacher, my senior year of college or high school, he helped me kind of decide which way would be best for me to go to college because I was deciding between a private school called Marquette. A lot of people have heard of it before in Milwaukee, or a Big Ten school, the University of Minnesota. And he's like, you got to think about like, you're going to get a great education at either of them, but do you want to go to football games? Like Marquette's known for basketball, but like it just, the Big Ten was more my vibe of a school.
Yeah.
And he would talk to me all the time about what I should do. And he kind of helped me decide to go to the U of M, honestly.
And was he like, and with private school, do you want student loans for the next 45 years?
He didn't bring that
or
part
do you
up.
Want it? Or do you want them for only 20 years at the U?
No, I don't think he brought that part up because I don't know that he knew my family's financial status, but that would have been, I would have been in debt for the rest of my life had I gone to Marquette, So I think I made the right decision.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he definitely did. Everyone's collabing with Chris Stapleton. Justin Timberlake did it for his last album. Taylor Swift just did a song with him on her album, and here is the version of Easy on Me with Adele and Chris Stapleton.
Interesting.
I thought it was, I think they both have beautiful voices that go well together, but they sounded separate. Like they did not
mesh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a weird way, even though their voices sound great together.
I kind of agree. Chris Stapleton, he has a very distinct country raspiness to him. I think it's a little bit hard to like always match up with it, even though they both have beautiful voices.
Yeah, for sure. So this is a spoiler alert if you are a Dancing with the Stars fan. Spoiler alert. All right, here we go. Let's play Who Won Dancing with the Stars last night.
After 10 weeks of intense competition, it's time for the final result. And just so you know,
Either of these winners will be making history tonight as a first. The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are Iman and Daniela!
So I thought it was interesting that he won because he is the only non-dancer that was left, I believe. Because Cody Rigsby can dance. He does Peloton. JoJo Siwa is a dancer. Was Amanda Kloot still in it? She's a dancer if she was. Anyway, she
I
was.
I think so.
Okay. And then, so he's the only non-dancer and he won.
I know. And I think that that's great. I was with my trainer yesterday and she was a Timberwolves dancer. She still dances and everything. So yeah. She was giving the breakdown, even though I don't really watch it. And she was saying that she thought that he was very talented and she was very surprised by him when he came in and like just blew the crowd away because he doesn't have that background.
Yeah.
And everyone else does. So you just expected them to do somewhat decent anyways. God bless Theo.
Thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome. Wow, do you feel better now?
Now that I've received your blessing, of course I feel better. Oh my goodness.
I did not bless you. God blesseth you.
You were the vessel, though.
One time I went to high school, and I know I'm like sidetracking right now.
Please.
But I went to high school with this kid who would say, I bless you every time.
Oh my gosh.
Every time someone sneezed, he was like, I bless you. And I was like, I don't really know if I want your blessing.
Honestly, didn't ask for it. My friend Jessica would say, God bless you, my son, in the middle of like seventh grade math when someone sneezed.
You do that.
That's where I got it. Okay, which was her. Like,
so extra.
Because it was such a crowd pleaser. Everyone would laugh. And I'm like, oh, I gotta snap onto that. I need that attention. The 10-minute and 13-second version of All Too Well from Taylor Swift is the longest song to top the Billboard Hot 100 chart. So Taylor Swift's song is just a few seconds shy of being the longest to ever land in the top 100.
Wow.
Yeah, so Congrats. People like Jack Antonoff tweeted, which I think is important. I'm going to read this because I liked it. The takeaway of a 10-minute song hitting number one is to not accept the narrative that people have no attention spans. The idea is created by herbs who sell crap. Long live the audience who wants it all. I love you. I thought that was a really good thing because even in our business, we're taught no one has attention spans. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear your long-winded story. They don't want to hear this. Like, summarize it. And I think that's true a lot of the time.
Yep.
But not always.
Some stories, I think you need to have those details in it. But can I just say, so all the Bachelorette people, Bachelor Nation, Tayshia Adams, who is one of the co-hosts of the season now ever since Chris Harrison had stepped down, she just ended her engagement. So she was the Bachelorette a couple seasons ago.
Okay.
And she got engaged to this guy, Zach Clark, and she revealed to People magazine that they have been strained for several months. But she also was way more comfortable in the spotlight. So they were just ended up being very different people and didn't really match when it came onto it. And she is in the spotlight. She does everything Bachelorette related. Like, she's got a podcast. She co-hosts the show. So she's traveling constantly with the show now.
Yeah.
And she's just always in the public eye. So I don't know why you would ever go on the Bachelorette, think that you would get proposed to, or you might propose to someone at the end and not be willing to be in the spotlight when everything's said and done with this guy. But I have no doubt Tayshia will be taken quite shortly with, I'm sure, someone else in that Bachelor family. Because they kind of keep it incestual, I feel like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she is no longer engaged to Zach anymore.
Are there only a few that have still stood the test of time for the Bachelor, right?
I would say there's more than a few now. There's a lot of people that just still have never gotten married.
Okay.
Like Rachel Lindsay, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, anyone that watches. But her season was like a handful of years ago now, and I'm pretty sure she's still just engaged to her partner.
Oh, okay.
But maybe I'm wrong on that one. But there's a lot of people. What happens now, because they do all these spinoffs like the Bachelor in Paradise shows, is like people break up, but then they all still start dating each other still, because then they go on these other shows and they all do all of these like festivals together.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it just kind of stays in that family.
I follow one Bachelorette person. Well, no, this too. I follow Becca because she's from here, but I follow, and then another Becca. Becca Tilly is the other one I follow, and I only follow her because she does a podcast with a girl on the Ryan Seacrest show, and I listen to that a little bit. And they were just at a wedding in Nashville for someone from The Bachelor. I think it might have been the person we interviewed.
It was Ben Higgins.
Okay.
Yeah, he just got married to his fiance. She was not anyone involved in The Bachelor people, but he was engaged to someone because he was The Bachelor before. And that girl's now married to Chris Lane, who's a country star.
Oh, God.
It's all right. I can't. Place. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, man. Bridgerton completed filming the second season, so that's exciting. It'll be coming in 2022. And the star of Bridgerton, Phoebe, remember, she was dating Pete Davidson for a while. Mm-hmm. She just flew into the United States of America. Welcome. And she immediately went to have dinner at Nobu with Jaden Smith on a Friday night. And they say you only go to Nobu on a Friday night if you want paparazzi to take photos of you. And they think it's because Pete is out there with Kim Kardashian. But I was like, well, then she probably should have done something better than Jaden Smith to make a way. Just saying. Just saying.
Bold statement, but that's very true.
I mean, not that he's nothing, but I'm like, Pete's with Kim Kardashian. You need to step it up, lady.
I mean, is there any part of you that feels... No?
Wait, what were you going to say?
I was like, that feels like this is just another publicity stunt between the two of them. And I wouldn't say on Pete's side, because I think he genuinely likes the people he dates. But I just don't know that I trust Kim is dating Pete Davidson for real.
I think that even if it's somewhat publicity, she's still having fun.
Yeah.
She's giving them hickeys. They're hooking up. I mean, I think some publicity stunts are still fun, even if you know they're not like long-term commitments.
And I'm not saying that she shouldn't be getting out there and doing what she's doing, because she should. I just am curious about it. It's very curious to me. That's all. That's
Jenny,
all.
Jenny, I wanted to mention too, because you went and saw The House of Gucci.
Yes, I
really
did.
Really quick, I wanted to mention that. You loved that movie, right?
It was very, very good. So basically, Lady Gaga stars in it. There's Adam Driver, Al Pacino.
I love all of them.
My favorite character, though, Jared Leto's character.
Really?
And you do not know it's Jared Leto unless you like research ahead of time, because he's in like, I think, not a fat suit, but he's a little bit bigger where he's got like a double chin.
Okay.
And, like, so you can see his piercing blue eyes.
Yeah.
But you can't really tell it's him. His character was hilarious. I will say that the story of the Gucci family is wild. So that movie itself...
It's a true story.
It's a true story about the Gucci family and how it became what it is today. But it's basically the history of how it started and all the family drama that happened.
There's murder involved, right?
There is murder involved, yes. I know that Lady Gaga talked about how she didn't ever go meet the woman who she portrayed because that woman murdered her husband. That's not a spoiler. That's just like known fact and stuff.
Yeah.
And she never met her because she didn't feel like that woman deserved the right to meet her, because she was, I think she's technically still in jail for murder.
I think so, yeah, for
husband.
Murder, yeah.
But yeah, go check it out. It was a really good movie.
When is it in theaters?
It comes out this weekend for Thanksgiving.
Perfect.
Well, I think it's out Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
I would have to double check that.
Yeah, double check that really quick. We're going to take a quick break because we have minimal time now to write our American Idiot songs. We're performing those. That's our Thanksgiving songs. Coming up right after 7, and we'll get you the details on House of Gucci. I know it comes out this weekend. I just wanted to get the exact date for you.
No, I'm like not seeing.
We'll
this
do that when we come back, though.
I apologize.
It's the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB, and we're gonna do American Idiots now. I mean, I've been watching Drake Next Door rapidly typing. I've been watching Jenny with intention over here going. How confident do you guys feel for your American Idiots performance this morning?
I am like out of 10, I'm at like a 6 right
now. That's not bad.
I don't know how long. I only got probably about 20 to 30 seconds
good.
Maybe if that.
Oh, Jenny,
I think I went too far. That's
well,
why.
It depends. We'll wrap you up if it gets too far. But if
you've
never
can't
heard
wrap me up, though.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I need to end it.
Oh, my apologies. I will not. Then we'll just sit through it. But American Idiots is where this morning at like 6:30, people texted in suggestions for a Thanksgiving song. We had to pick a random song to sing it to, write lyrics to, and we've had very minimal time. So, do you want me to go first? Do you want me to get it out of the way? Okay. So my song, thanks to the person who texted it in, is called My Yams and My Hams, and I'm ready. So, we don't have the music beds loaded in. Well, that's okay. If you just go to YouTube, Jenny, really quick.
Here, I have
mine is, the first one that'll pull up. So if we can turn that on, we can still do it.
Yeah, I have mine pulled up in here, too. So,
you'll be ready to go.
Yeah, I'll be ready to go. If you want me to go first, I can go first. I can just play it off of my computer if you want.
Hold on. I'll let Jenny decide which one. Okay. Yeah, there we
go. You'll be ready.
I'm ready.
I'm starting it over. Here we go.
Here we go. Yum, yum, my yams and my hams. Potato, turkey thing. My yams and my hams, green bean casserole. Mashed potatoes. My yams and my hams. I want my family. I want my TV. I want stretchy pants and to be cozy. I want lots of food. Food. I want that food. Don't need football. Instead, I want pie. I want pumpkin with whipped cream piled high. I want lots of food. Food. I want that food. Here goes the breakdown. You know that I smell it.
Oh.
It's coming from that oven.
Wow.
I want it bad. My yams and my hams. I want that spread and gotta give thanks. There's no need to wear spanks. I want that spread and gotta give thanks. My family's gonna eat till we're sick. Yum. Yum, yum. My yams and my hams. We can fade. Slow fade. Yum. Thank
wow.
you.
Oh, my gosh, Fallon. Okay, can I tell you something, a little insider perspective? As I watched Fallon write that up while I got maybe one line done, and she wrote up that entire song within, like, one line of me getting it done. So I'm very impressed.
Thank you. It's a thank you. It's a listing. It's a listing. So that makes it easier when you just list Thanksgiving foods. Okay. Drake, Jenny, who wants to go next?
I can go next if you want. It's not as great as that, but I can definitely try.
This is Drake's first time and Jenny's first time today, so I feel like that's very
I can just play it off this computer, right?
You should be able to.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yep. Oh.
You got to control it.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Yeah, here we go.
Oh.
Kick it. Yeah. I ain't got no gravy. I ain't got no cranberries to ingest. I can't even fathom. Because that I am the one that is stuck.
Yeah.
Bring the turkey, girl. Baby, it's so good that you have got that turkey for me. If we get stuck and don't worry, got the rest for me. If we go work out after, it'll be Christmas Eve. Baby, it's so good now, baby, get that turkey to me. If we get stuck, don't worry, save the rest for me. We can go work out after Christmas Eve.
All right. The music was a little intense. That is the only thing. So I only heard half the lyrics, but I felt like the flow was there. And I appreciated the beautiful stuffing song.
Yeah.
What was it called? I'm Stuffed?
Yeah, I'm Stuffed.
Okay, nice. Very nice, Drake. That was a really good first go.
Sorry, I didn't realize it was that loud for the music.
The music was intense, but that's okay. When I did mine, too, I was like telling Jenny to turn it up because you can't hear it very well. I'm like, I don't know. Okay, Jenny?
Yeah.
It's your first time, too.
Yeah.
What's your confidence level?
It's not very high, only because I didn't practice it at all, so I have no idea if these lyrics match up or not.
It'll be
good.
But,
so my title is It's Gravy Baby, and I'm doing it to Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Great choice.
Jenny, should we wait and come back and do yours?
We're running a little bit late, and you said it's long. Maybe I can do one little run through.
We're going to come back, and we're going to do Jenny's. You can text us and let us know if you never want us to do this bit again at 53921.
WB.
She said it. That's what it is. Dave will be back next week. So we have a bunch of responses and feedback so far on our American Idiots. It's where we each received a song title from you. Thanks for texting those in at like 6:30 and had like 20 minutes, but not really, to write a quick song about Thanksgiving. Mine was My Yams and My Hams. Drake did I'm Stuffed. A lot of people are texting in, Drake. They did not know Chris Griffin could rap so well. They're turning on you. They really think that you sound like Chris Griffin. Your music was a little loud, so I feel bad. But I thought it was your best performance. And it was your first time ever performing. So, sorry, Drake's microphone is on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was, I think, you know, I do a lot better when I'm able to, like, write it down rather than trying to think of it off the top of my head. So,
for sure.
Yeah, it was okay.
All right. Well, Jenny was over here cheating. She was still last minute writing up her song, so it worked out in her favor. I'm imagining this is going to be a masterpiece comparable to like Bohemian Rhapsody vibes.
You can't put that pressure on me right before I'm about to perform something that I have no faith in, but all right. I appreciate it.
Jenny, what is your American Idiot song called?
Okay, so it's called It's Gravy Baby, and I am singing it along to Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Oh, I am ready for this.
Here we go. Ooh. Let's go, Mom. Come on. She's making sweet potatoes. She's crushing up tomatoes. She's gonna cook it all right up. She wants to please the fam. She's cooking up those yams. Yeah, she's gonna scream and shout. Woo! Ha! No turkey crime, no sweet limes, 'cause it's all, she cooks everything on time. She ain't gonna act better than the ladies, 'cause it's only gravy, baby.
Yeah!
The best thing about being my mom is her prerogative to turn the turkey calm. Oh, she doesn't go crazy, but forget she's a lady. Turkey legs, you don't have to beg. Really goes wild, yeah, doing it with a smile. She gets in that food, in a good mood. Doesn't have a care, do what she dares. Can't wait to be free, yeah, to eat the food she made for me.
Oh,
man, it's gravy, baby.
Woo!
Wow!
Yeah!
That was stellar!
Shout out to Cindy, Jenny's mom, doing it up. Yeah. Okay, worth the wait. Jenny, hitting the high notes today.
Right?
Really?
Thank you.
Fallon and I were just talking about that because we were talking about you were trying to sing Adele earlier, and Fallon was roasting you a little bit about your singing, but that was really good.
That's because she insisted that she can hit every Adele note, and she made me watch her.
only for Rolling in the Deep.
Right.
But not every song.
But she said she could hit every note in Rolling in the Deep. They forced me to watch a full performance.
You loved it.
It's memorable. All right. Thank you guys for participating in your first round of American Idiots.
Thank you.
You both did a wonderful job.
I would be fine never doing it again.
Oh, we're doing it next week for Christmas, so I can't wait to... let's give away some Jingle Ball tickets. We have those. I think we were going to do stories, but I think we're a little late on time. What do you think? Or should we still try it?
I don't think we have time for that. But what we could do is I do have some leftover Finish the Line.
Yeah, let's
from
do that.
Last week.
Perfect.
So if you can call in right now, 651-989-KDWB, we are going to play a little Finish the Line game. I believe I have a couple Christmas songs and then a couple Jingle Ball songs to choose from. So okay. It's up to you which one you want to do. But if we get down the line and nobody's getting it, then you're just going to get stuck with probably a Jingle Ball artist. And it'll be really hard because, you know, I make it really hard.
You do make it hard. Okay.
I don't think I do, honestly.
Well, do you want to do a practice round to get someone on, well, Drake's getting someone on the
phone? Yes, let's do a practice round.
You can do an old one if you need to.
I'm going to say I think I might do an old one that we've done before already.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
Fallon, you give it a try.
Baby, please come home.
Baby, please come home.
Good job. And you hear how it didn't hit that note?
Yeah. I think you were fine.
Okay. Jingle Ball, less than 2 weeks away. We have, you're going to see Pitbull, Lil Nas X, The Kid Leroy, Sweetie, Black Eyed Peas, Tate McRae, Bozzy, Dixie D'Amelio, and Ty Verde's my friend. Brandon messaged me yesterday. He said his mom is hype to see the Black Eyed Peas, so she bought their tickets yesterday. I was like,
nice.
I will see you at Excel on December 6th. Then it's all sponsored by Capital One. All right.
All right. We have Lindsay on the phone. Hello, Lindsay.
Hey.
Hi.
Have you been trying for a while, Lindsay?
I have.
Okay. You've got this. Do you want a Christmas song or a Jingle Ball artist song?
A Christmas song.
Okay. So we're going to play the song. We'll stop it. You finish the line. If you do it, you win. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
The old and the young. A very Merry Christmas.
I don't know this song.
I didn't know the lyric either. I know the song, but I didn't know the lyric
Let's
either.
Let's hope it's a good one.
Oh, Lindsay,
Lindsay, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, Lindsay.
We'll still have a million more chances for you to win, though. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. All right. We have Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Would you like a Christmas song or a Jingle Ball artist song?
Let's go Christmas song.
All right.
She
here we go.
Sounds confident.
Yes.
Here we go.
Born on Christmas Day?
Try it one more time.
Christ is born on Christmas Day?
Bethlehem. He was born in Bethlehem. Unfortunately, it's a big, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Keep trying, though. All right, next up we have Connie. Hi, Connie. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Good. I think, Connie, I think you're stuck with a Jingle Ball artist song, okay? I think we're out of Christmas songs.
Okay.
Here we go. You got it.
When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Okay, can we do another song?
No.
No, I'm sorry. Thank you so much, though, for playing, Connie. We're going to go over to Ireland. Is it Ireland?
Yes, it is.
Okay, wow. Right. Nice. I love
beautiful
your name.
Okay, Ireland.
We're going to give you the same song because I didn't give the answer to that. And we're running low here.
Ready?
So, Ireland, here's your song.
When you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Oof. Well, do you know this one? Where's the love?
Thank God you had someone in the background.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, Ireland sounds... Ireland, how old are you? Let's be honest. Ireland's...
17. I'm 17.
Okay, I can tell Ireland. I can tell Ireland's pretty young and probably doesn't actually know the Black Eyed Peas. So that makes sense. You had to get a little help. All right, hold on. You're our Jingle Ball winner. I feel like there are people losing their minds right now. Even Drake next
door
is
losing my mind right now. I make those pretty easy.
The Christmas ones, I'll give a Christmas pass on like the first one. I didn't know that one either. But the Where is the Love? You stopped at the... Oh, man. But you know what? That's how it goes. When you get on the radio, you freeze. And also, it'll be like the one Christmas song you don't know the words to or whatever it may be. So anyway, Ireland, congratulations. We'll do another pair of Jingle Ball tickets coming up at 8:20 this morning, but we got to get let's get to Dave's Dirt. We'll do that here in just a second. They're basically the Bridgerton has finished filming season 2, which is really exciting, and we have lots of things like Adele's beautiful moment with her teacher, talking about her teacher inspiring her, and which Kardashian had their TikTok count basically suspended and why for violating community guidelines. We'll cover that coming up on Dave's Dirt. All right. So they say next week Adele will replace Taylor Swift with the top selling album on the Billboard charts. But this week it is Taylor Swift and Adele. I won't play the full audio clip, but you should check out the video on my blog, DaveRyanShow.com. Adele's doing a live performance and she has a lot of celebrities there and they are asking her questions like about a teacher that inspired her. And they surprise her and the teacher is in the audience and you cry and it's just emotional and shows you how important the teacher wasn't even part of her life for very long, but it made such a big impact on it. TikTok suspended the secret account of Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick's daughter. Penelope had an account. She's like, what, 6, 7?
Yeah, she's
very
much
young.
Older than that.
And they said it was for violating community guidelines. She's 9. Okay. The issue is that I think that she's too young to join TikTok.
Yeah.
Even if it's managed by an adult, she shouldn't have an account. So that is what the issue is. And I was going to play this. I thought this was probably beautiful. I haven't heard it. But I love when celebrities are walking by and a street performer is singing a song or that's theirs or they just join in. And so Jennifer Hudson joined a street performer on Hallelujah. And I'm going to guess it's amazing.
Hallelujah.
How does anyone just have like a voice? Like, it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
that's
absolutely
beautiful.
Amazing. For some, a little bit of drama in your life, Tori Spelling released her Christmas card and her husband is absent from it. It's just her and the kids. So they're saying that is probably confirmation she left him. Mm-hmm. There have been rumors about that anyway. But there's also rumors that Priyanka and Nick Jonas have split. She took his last name off of all of her social media stuff. And so it's interesting. She's just going by Priyanka, not even her last name, but like posters for a role in an upcoming movie bill her with just her, like just the single name. Oh. But Jonas has been taken off of everything. They're approaching their third year anniversary. So people are wondering what's going on there. And I saw this movie preview. It's supposed to be Netflix's like biggest, most expensive movie ever because the cast is crazy. But I guess what they're doing is kind of cool. It's 2 weeks in the theater. Then you'll be able to watch it on Netflix. But Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio are starring in it. It's a dark comedy called Don't Look Up. And it arrives on Netflix in time for Christmas. They were paid together. Guess how much money just those two. And it has Meryl Streep and everyone else in it. But guess how much they were paid. Just those
so
two.
So total?
Total.
$20 million.
$55 million. She got 25. He got 30. She's the lead on that. And so people were like, how does it make you feel that he got $5 million more than you? And she said she thought it was fair because he brings more people to the box office than she does. So she felt fine about
it. Okay.
She's like, I feel very good with how much money I made on this movie. But she went into method acting for her stoner astronomer character. Apparently, she joked how the cast messed with her head after she smoked some weed around the movie set. She said, I was a real target. Everyone was effing with me because I was high. I guess I'm easy to F with. But she smoked before she did the scenes. So, okay. They said, if her eyes look red in it, you know it's method acting and not just makeup.
Yeah. Wow.
And she wasn't pregnant at the time, even though she's pregnant now. And she's not going to talk about the sex of the baby, the name of the baby. Nothing about the baby will be revealed.
Who's she married to?
She's married to an art gallery guy.
Okay.
So no one heard
of. I don't remember him being very famous.
Nope, he's not.
But I know she was married.
Yeah, not. That's it for Dave's Dirt. We'll be back in a couple of seconds. We have a group therapy. And it's an interesting one because I think a lot of people have been faced with a similar thing where you break up with someone, but you still love them or you have feelings for them or things come back around and you wonder, can it ever work out getting back with an ex? Maybe you've experienced this. Maybe you've gotten back with an ex or maybe you did get back with them and it was a horrible idea and you wish you'd never done it. You can start texting in your thoughts on that. We'll talk to, I'm not sure what his name is.
Jason.
We'll talk to Jason next and see why he's considering getting back with an ex and what happened originally. And that's coming up in group therapy, but you can text in at 53921. We'll do it next on KDWB.
I am 101.3 KDWB. The Dave Ryan Show.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just like, I'm so, like, we have the most ridiculous job on the face of the earth. I look over and Drake is photoshopping an image of his head. I don't know if I want to reveal the surprise, but
yeah,
you're photoshopping next door, which you should. But I mean, that's the kind of job we have that we're casually in the middle of stuff, and that's what you're doing.
Yep, it'll be up on the Dave Ryan Instagram page here shortly.
Oh, I
so
can't wait
be
for
able
that.
To see it.
Cannot wait. All right, let's get to group therapy. I think we have Jason on the phone. Yes. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Okay, so you kind of have an age-old question, but maybe explain a little bit about your relationship and what's going on now, so we can help you out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm just in a tough spot here. I mean, I dated this girl for a year when I was in college, and we really liked each other, but honestly, she cared more about partying and living it up and living in the moment and spending time together. And I mean, she was great, beautiful, you know, loved to do a lot of things. But the final straw was one day we were supposed to hang out, and, you know, she just started day drinking with her roommates and then pretty much just bailed on the plans. And, you know, when I had been texting her all day, she wasn't responding. And then the next day, you know, I asked what happened, and she responded to me. You know what she said? She said, well, you know, I don't want somebody that I need to check in with. So I was totally over it, you know, at that point. And, you know, I just broke up with her. I just, you know, kind of said, look, you know, this isn't working. And then, I mean, this was 3 years ago.
Okay, so I was going to ask how long ago it was. Okay. So you haven't really talked to her. You haven't really talked to her in 3 years then.
Well, right. So, you know, I thought everything was fine and, you know, just kind of moved on. And we've both seen, you know, different people in between. But I mean, fast forward to pretty much now, and she started messaging me, like saying, "Oh, I miss us," and then she'll bring up moments of things that we did together, like, you know, dog sledding or paddle boarding, and, you know, she's been really bringing up like all these fun memories,
yeah,
you know, that we had, and now she's really wanting to kind of, you know, give it another go. And I mean, we've chatted back and forth, and, you know, she finally just asked me to get coffee.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, like, I don't want this to happen again, right? You know,
right.
You think people have evolved. You think we've matured.
Well, she's, you know, probably, you both have probably changed a lot in 3 years, to be fair, especially if it's mm-hmm. post-college. But, so your holdup is more of like, can it ever work out with exes, or is the old saying, an ex is an ex for a reason, true?
Right. I mean, I'm just wondering, like, I don't want this to happen again. I would feel super, you know, awkward if it does. I mean, does she deserve another chance?
Right. Well, I'm going to guess a lot of people have been through this and maybe gotten back with exes. And I know a lot of people have actually texted in. But I knew that people would immediately want to know what was the reason you guys broke up to kind of help with that. Because if it's something huge and damaging, I think a lot of people would immediately say, no, you can't. But it sounds like you guys, it wasn't huge and damaging. It just was like, it didn't, it, you guys were not lining
wrong
up
time
at the time.
In life.
For sure. So we're going to put you on hold and we're going to get a little bit of feedback for you, Jason, okay? If you want to hang out
right,
and listen to
you.
Your radio. Thank you. Jenny, what do you think?
I mean, I think that their relationship ended because they were both immature. Well, more so her.
Yeah.
But they were immature and now they're a little bit older. So I would say that giving it a chance at this point, it's not like he could have, like, I mean, she asked him to grab a coffee. They get a coffee. And then if he doesn't feel like she grew up, that's the end of it. It's not like he has to commit to a 5-year relationship in that moment. I think you can gauge if someone's matured or not.
Right.
If she's still talking about a party lifestyle, then yeah, she probably isn't ready for what he's looking for.
Yeah. We have a lot of texts coming in and it says, don't do it. Just be friends with benefits. It's way easier. No drama, no stress, no worries. What world are you in? I feel like friends with benefits is so stressful.
Yeah.
Call us and let us know what you think. Maybe you know a situation that's similar and it did work out or didn't. You can call us at 651-989-KDWB. But this one says, my ex and I had, this is a text, my ex and I had no contact for 8 months when I accidentally butt dialed them while I was working. We talked on the phone that night for 3 hours. We ended up getting back together and have been back together for a year now. Falling back in love at the right time has been a truly magical feeling. We both had to talk through and heal, and it took a lot of growth and communication on both ends, but I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what she said. She, like, you need to grow and you heal and all that stuff. And, like, yeah, there is. I would say that a lot of people went through some bad breakups. And if you can't get over the trauma from that breakup, then the new relationship is not going to work.
Yeah. Well, here's, don't do it. I left my husband last year and almost divorced him. I decided I still loved him and gave it one more chance. In doing so, I lost friends and family because they could not understand why I would go back to this marriage. So roll ahead 6 months back to divorce court because nothing changed. Now my marriage is over and I have lost my friends and family. Do not do it. I think that yours might be a little bit more, you know, your situation is a little bit more intense than his is because he wasn't married and didn't have a bad marriage with this girl.
Yeah.
I do worry. 3 years is a long time, but it isn't a long time. Like 3 years out of college, I was still going and drinking with friends and kind of putting friends before a lot of relationships and work.
I would say around like the 25-year-old age range, I would say half of my friends started being very, very in very serious relationships, and half of us, aka me, were still out partying a lot.
Yeah.
So I definitely was in that category of people. I just, like I said, I think it depends on where she is in life and if she's grown up from those days of being a college partier. Because when you're in college, there's really, I mean, there's other things to do. You could study. Or you could go to the bar Thursday, Friday.
Oh, my God.
Saturday.
Okay. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
We have Abby on the phone.
Hey, Abby. Have you been in a similar situation?
Yeah, actually, I have. I mean, it was a little earlier than college. We started dating in high school, actually. I was a freshman, and he was a junior. We dated for about 8 months, and then we broke up because we actually got in trouble for making out in my room. I got scared. And broke up with me, and it didn't end like super bad, but we just avoided each other and didn't acknowledge each other at school or anything. Well, then just randomly one Christmas, he texted me just Merry Christmas, and that was it. And I said it back, and then he started just trying to talk to me. Well, we actually ended up, like, hanging out all the time, and we did start dating again. And we were together for, like, 5 years after that. So we were at a point, though, at that point, the reason we had broken up and have been broken up ever since is I was just still in the middle of college, and he was graduating with his, like, full-time job.
Yeah.
And we were just at that point, we had drifted. It wasn't anything bad. We were at different points in our lives.
Yeah.
Doing different things in that moment. So I definitely think if you're with the right person at the, like, right, you're both in the same place at that same time in life when you get back together, I definitely think it could work.
Okay. Perfect. Nice. All right. Thank you so much. This one says on text, my husband and I broke up after 3 years of dating, but we got back together and now 18 years together, happily married with two boys. And someone, a lot of people said, you know what? It sounded like she wasn't that interested in him then.
Mm-hmm.
So why is she now all of a sudden?
I don't know. Well, I'm curious because she's bringing up all of these like good memories.
Oh, yeah.
So is she holding on to those things and thinking, well, we can recreate this, but then she's forgetting about
it's
the lack of interest, it seems, back then that
oh,
she
it's
had.
Possible. It's very possible that she recently dated a jerk,
mm-hmm.
and she remembers how nice Jason was to her. Like, oh, remember he took me dog sledding? Remember he actually paid for a date? And she's romanticizing something. That is possible because someone else had set boundaries and then you just see how she reacts. I mean, I feel like that's a little early to set boundaries. But, and some people say, you know, some have had it work when getting back together with an ex. You can always get coffee and just see how it goes if there's anything still there. And I would definitely give her a chance. College and life in college is about parties. But you do know when you grow up, your lifestyle changes and it doesn't hurt to give it another chance. And someone else says, I think she sounds lonely. I'm guessing she's reflecting because she has nothing going on in her life right now, but grabbing coffee won't hurt. I would say don't get your hopes up too much, Jason, because it sounds like she kind of like hurt you before. So I would go in knowing that maybe she's lonely and bored right now, and that's why she's thinking about it. So I wouldn't get like your hopes completely up necessarily. Just take it as coffee with an old friend, maybe.
Yeah, thank you. It'll definitely be a cautious coffee for sure.
I think so. And if she starts being like, let's go down to this bar down the street after this, then you might have your answer.
You're
there.
Like, all right, she hasn't yet.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jason. We appreciate you calling
thank
in.
You.
Thank
yes.
you.
And thanks to everyone that texted in and called us with help on that. I didn't really cross my mind that she was just bored, but now I'm like, oh no. She
yeah.
probably is. Hey, we have a Glow Holiday Festival tickets to give away. It's going to be at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, and we want to send your whole family. So we're going to get you a family 5-pack if you're caller 10 right now at 651-989-KDWB. We'll have another pair of those also coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. And I think we're going to do, what is this?
I was just going to play a song here so you could take a break from
Who
talking.
Who is this person?
This is Doja Cat and The Weeknd.
I've never heard of either.
Are you kidding me? It's
yes, I am kidding. I'm kidding, oh, obviously. Like, oh, jeez, God, obviously. Right. Yeah, okay, it's KDWB. Okay, that's Doja Cat and The Weeknd on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on KDWB. Dave's out this week. He'll be back on Monday, which is also when we kick off A Christmas Wish. So yay. If you haven't nominated or donated, we encourage you to do one or the other or both, whatever you can do this year. You go to KDWB.com, keyword wish for that. And we're laughing because Tina is in the studio now. And she's going to host a game that we're playing at 8 o'clock. And there is a loser. And the loser, Jenny said, Fallon, are you wearing a sports bra?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say about what happens to the loser. Mm. But I am not. I did not think that through.
I don't. I mean, we're both larger chested women. I have extra gym equipment in my backpack.
Bra? Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if you need something, I think I have something that I could borrow to you.
Yeah.
But you know me. I like to wear a little skimpy bra. So...
great.
Something might pop up.
Okay,
regardless.
No one wants it. No one wants that from me. Okay. But also, I do want to direct your attention to the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on Instagram because
why?
Drake just
on?
Posted a photo. You have to see it, but he gets comments frequently about who he sounds like. So he has created a beautiful photoshopped image that you can check out and laugh along to. It is really delightful.
I feel like we got the most comments. So, unfortunately, Fallon and I went in on him last week, mm-hmm. and we said that he sounds like this
yeah.
person. We gave options of what he might sound like.
Shaggy, Chris Griffin or the guy from Phineas and Ferb.
Tina, what's the name? Dr. Heinz.
Dr. Smash and Fisher. I don't know. It's like a Dusendorfel. Yeah. I don't know. It's like a weird name.
But the response was heavily on the Chris Griffin side. And then today we did American Idiots at 7 o'clock mm-hmm. and Drake did more of a rap instead of a sing song.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was lots of texts that came in that were like, I didn't know Chris Griffin could rap.
You know, at this point, I'm just owning it and I'm just going to roll with it. So,
oh, God. Okay, truthfully, I don't hear it in your voice until we put the two audio clips together of what he sounds like. But I don't think that you sound like Chris
Griffin.
It's
when he gets yelly and gets a dash more rasp in his voice that he sounds like him. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's when he sounds more like him. All right, let's do what's on your radar. Tina, do you have one today?
Yeah, I actually do.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Okay, so you can see these. It's just a little like what we're into. It could be a restaurant, could be a new clothing store we found, whatever it may be. And then we'll post these up on the Dave Ryan Show Instagram stories in case you missed it. And you're like, what was that thing you talked about earlier? So, Tina, you want to lead us?
Wow, I'm going to go first.
Yeah, yeah, let's do
okay.
it.
Okay, so I'm obsessed with this lady on TikTok. She's snarky _ Nana. And it's this old lady. You guys have maybe seen her before.
I haven't.
She posts all these videos and she's in some sort of a dressing gown and she always has a mug that has some sort of
swear words
on it. But she just gives you these like snippets of advice. And I think it's kind of a joke, but every time I'm like, oh, Nana, that really hit deep. And she brings me a lot of joy and wisdom.
Yeah.
And I love her. So okay. I will post one that isn't maybe too, maybe I'll screenshot her profile for the thing. But if you're going through some stuff and you need to be hard talked.
By Nana.
Snarky Nana.
Snarky Nana is the one.
She's going to give you some real advice.
All right.
Yeah. Jenny sent me one of her videos last night and she's good.
Yeah.
She's pretty good.
Really I need to look her up.
Yeah.
Well, Tina can maybe vouch for this too, but we both went and got to see House of Gucci last week for like an advanced screening thing.
Yeah.
And so it comes out tomorrow. So if you don't have a ton of plans over the Thanksgiving break, I would highly recommend going and seeing it. Lady Gaga's in it, Adam Driver, Al Pacino, Jared Leto. Do you agree that Jared Leto's character was probably the best one in it?
Yeah, he was hilarious.
Oh my gosh, such a good movie. It's just all about the story of the family, the Gucci family.
Okay.
And what Gucci has become now today. So it's a lot of history, some family drama, murder, and then you should go check it out. It comes out tomorrow.
Do you think she'll be nominated for another Academy Award for it?
I guess I don't really know all the other movies yet that could possibly, but she had an excellent performance.
Okay. Absolutely. Yes. She did a very good job. I think she could be up for one, and I don't know enough about Academy Awards, but would you say Jared Leto could be up for something?
Yeah, just because it was like such, like, I leaned over in the middle or the beginning of the movie to Jenny, and I was like, just so you know, that's Jared Leto.
I didn't know.
Because wouldn't recognize him at all, but it was great. Mm-hmm. He was fantastic.
Okay. Drake, what's on your radar?
Charlie Behrens is actually on my radar. I've been just like going through a bunch of like his old videos and rewatching them. So me and Fallon went and hung out and she did like a little interview with him at Mall of America on Sunday. So ever since then, I've been addicted to his videos on TikTok and Instagram and whatnot. So
he's like a Midwest comedian.
Yeah.
He comes from very close to my hometown. Mm-hmm. He's technically from Manitowoc, correct?
Yep, Manitowoc.
So he started with the Manitowoc Minute, and it's just a 60-second, it used to be this 60-second clip of just really funny Midwestern things. It definitely was more Wisconsin-related at the beginning, but now I think he's kind of evolved into this just Midwestern comedian.
For sure.
But yeah, he is very, very funny.
You know that he has 11 siblings? He's one of 12. I learned that about him. I was like, good God.
Wisconsin.
No, I didn't know that. Okay. What do you got, Fallon?
On my radar is the Northern Express. It's so cute. It's the first year for it. And I'll give a shout out to my friend Winnie because she's been putting this thing together. But it's going to be, it's basically like a Christmas village. So it has everything. You can do shopping. You can get snacks. You can see llamas. You can see Santa Claus. And it's like, it's going to be set up like a Christmas village. There's like a Christmas tree forest you can mm-hmm. walk through. It is going to be a full experience. They even have like character breakfast
I'm so excited.
Me too. But it's coming up and I tagged them. But we post all these on Instagram stories. That's called the Northern Express. But grab your tickets for that. I don't know how many days we're going to go, but it's out near us. It's on the west side. So I am very excited to have something so close to us that I can do.
So I'm gone for a whole week in December, so I'm going to need to get my visit in here soon.
Yes, you are for sure.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
All right, that's what's on our radar. Now we're going to do
It's the sequel game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to?
Oh my god,
Tina, do you want to explain what's going to happen today?
Yeah, my eardrums are gone.
It really
now,
is.
But...
Huzzah! Are you ready? Can I just really quickly say I started watching The Great on Hulu.
Okay, yeah.
It's not new, but season two is out, and they say that all the
time.
Huzzah! And they break glass when they say it. So it's so random. You would randomly work in huzzah. I just watched it last night.
That's a great word.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're playing the sequel game. It is the game where I'm going to give you guys a movie that already exists, and you are going to have to come up with the plot for the sequel that does not exist.
Okay.
And now, normally, I have hosted this in the past. Mm-hmm. I would just choose a winner, and that would be the end of it. But today,
That's boring.
A little bit of a... Tina's been coming out with, at us with things lately.
Like
I just want you guys to suffer.
Yeah, apparently.
It feels that way. I'm going to look up the temperature outside right now.
When I left, it was a balmy 28, and that was about 20 minutes ago.
No.
So maybe it's in the 30s now.
What are we doing?
Yeah,
why are we talking about temperature right now?
She told us over here, so we do know, but...
Yeah, well, that's why there was all that conversation about sports bras and hoo-has. So whoever will be losing... the sequel game today is going to have to remove articles of clothing, something on the top or something on the bottom. It's a personal preference choice,
well,
guys.
Well, no, Drake can't just remove his top because that's nothing for
that's
a guy.
So if Drake loses, it's boxers
only. Yeah, he's got to do bottoms.
Okay, and if it's the ladies, it's
we're doing tops.
Yeah, because I'm not revealing my cheeks.
That's fair. I'm okay to compromise. And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go outside and you're going to have to run past the studio windows a few times.
Zigzaggies
outside.
No.
You got to get the wind hitting you in the chest.
I am less concerned with the nude and more concerned with the exhaustion of running.
Yeah, you can't be out jeans today.
I didn't think it through.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
So yeah, whoever's today's big fat loser is gonna have to go outside and get chilly.
Oh my god!
Alrighty. Well, normally everyone exits the studio besides Dave. He starts it off, and since I'm sitting in Dave's position,
I'll
do you
out.
Want me to just go first?
Drake, you got to get out,
Drake. You can't listen.
I got to leave?
Yeah, because
bye.
Tina's going to tell me what the movie is I have to say the sequel to.
First.
So, all right. Is everyone...
I think... Oh, God. Also, it was so hard to find a movie that doesn't already have a sequel.
Trust me, I know. I always host this game, and it's difficult.
Okay, but I did pick one.
Okay,
Jenny,
what is my sequel?
I believe this is a favorite of yours, so maybe you should... You might do well.
Okay.
Today's movie is Bridesmaids.
Oh, all right. So the main character, you know, she goes and she ends up marrying that cop.
Uh-huh.
But obviously she's on the road to another wedding. And her wedding's a little bit more, I would say, WT, white trashy, you know, not so fancy. She doesn't have all that money.
I got it.
So her bachelorette party is in Nashville.
Mm-hmm-hmm.
The first thing that goes wrong is one of the bridesmaids ends up taking a drink out of someone's chew glass.
Oh.
Because, you know, she's in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything continues to go downhill from there. And then that girl finally understands how her friend felt when she was the difficult bridesmaid.
Oh, my God.
So she has to corral everyone up. She throws them into a rodeo ring. They have to stay on a bull for as many seconds as they can for her to decide who is going to continue to be her bridesmaid.
Oh, my God.
And at the end, there's death. Honestly, there's death. And we don't know who comes out alive, but whoever makes it out alive, those are her new bridesmaids. And then it ends happy. It does end happy.
Oh.
She does marry that gentleman, that cop that she met in the
just
first movie.
One less friend.
Yeah, just like maybe one or two less friends. That is my sequel.
Wow, Jenny really changed genres there on the sequel game.
I don't know what just happened.
Something was fun. I liked where you were going with the bull riding stuff, and then it took a turn.
I don't know what just happened. I think I've been watching too much Yellowstone.
A lot of Yellowstone. It was bull riding and death.
I'm so sorry.
You know what?
Was it interesting?
I didn't hate it. So
okay.
Come on.
Fallon, welcome back. Woo. No, Drake, stay out there.
Jenny, stay.
Did
Jenny just run down the entire movie script?
Jenny's,
down there for an
Jenny's
hour.
Sequel took a turn, Fallon. It had twists and turns.
God.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your movie is Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids. Okay. So, obviously, the lead, Maya Rudolph's character, she does get married. But Kristen Wiig has kind of found a little bit of luck in the end. Which is exciting because she had a rough go. But we're going to move forward and she starts dating. Guess what happens? You think it's all happy after with that like Irish guy.
Mm.
Guess what? It's not. She finds out he's actually a serial killer.
No.
So she like starts getting the bakery going. He's using the bakery as a front where he is taking bodies in the basement, dismembering them, blending them in her KitchenAid mixers to get rid of stuff. It's sick,
oh
Tina.
My God.
It is sick. And so this turns into a thriller. It's not a comedy. There is one song number.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a montage song to him murdering and dismembering and stuff. Anyway, the girls get back together because they know Kristen's down on her luck. They cannot believe she married a serial killer.
Whoa.
Don't worry. He ends up in jail and she does find happiness, but not through a man.
Love it.
Through herself.
Wow.
The end.
You and I went, we both went dark.
You went dark?
Movies.
Oh, I see. You went sexual.
No. Mine got a little dark. No.
Drake,
get in your studio.
Drake has entered the studio.
He's going to claim he's never seen this movie, I bet.
I picked one that I figured he's seen.
He said he's seen it. No movies. He's so stressed out in the hallway, and we both have to pee really bad, so it's even worse.
This is going to suck when you guys go outside. It's below 32. You know what that means with liquids.
Oh,
what
yeah.
the crazy. World?
Okay, Drake.
What's my movie?
Your movie is Bridesmaids.
Did you see
Isn't
Bridesmaids?
Is that what you just did?
Yeah.
You all have the same movie. The same.
I've never seen... Oh, You've my never seen, God.
Were you listening to us? How
Cheater.
Did you know that we were
Cheater.
Doing
when you guys are in here screaming about
Cheater.
It, okay?
Hit, hit here a down glass the up to the door.
All right.
Bridesmaids, Kristen Wiig.
Okay.
Very famous movie.
Yeah, I've totally seen this movie, guys. So basically, the part two of this movie is going to be based in Los Angeles.
Okay.
It's going to be based in Los Angeles. Mm. They just bought a house in Malibu, okay?
Wow.
And listen to this, what? All right? They take it completely in the opposite direction. They begin starting to sell coke, okay? They start a whole complete cocaine industry. It becomes a drug cartel operation where they are having to always watch their bags, okay? I'm talking like boats, helicopters flying in from the coast, coming all the way up from Mexico, okay? They get involved with Pablo Escobar, who's...
What?
It's like a Pablo Escobar part two because he's not even alive anymore,
oh
okay?
My
so this
God.
Is like this is like the new Pablo Escobar, always watching their bags, always constantly under the pressure of DEA busting through their doors.
Side note, Drake told me he's been watching Narcos lately.
Yeah, all of your stories, other than maybe Fallon, seem very influenced by the things you're watching outside of this.
What was Jenny's about?
Mine involves bull riding. So
what?
So Yellowstone kind of came to mind.
Yeah. Fallon's was a horror movie, and Drake's was Narcos. The movie was Bridesmaids.
So really quickly, normally Tina recaps it a little bit for who what we each had since you guys didn't get to hear, and then she picks a winner.
Okay, so Jenny's started really strong. Was Kristen Wiig was now getting married, and she was taking all the ladies on a bridesmaid trip to Nashville. And they were getting into all kinds of havoc, and then they went to some sort of bull riding competition. And I was like, oh my God, this is where it's going to start getting really good. But then the bull riding competition ended in death of one of the bridesmaids.
I said, whoever survived it gets to continue to be a bridesmaid. If they didn't survive, they were no longer in the wedding.
Yeah, and so they didn't, in fact, get married in the end, but multiple people were dead at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Jenny.
Still comedic, though.
Still comedic up until that point. And then it took a turn.
This is super dark, Jenny.
Yeah,
I'm kind of disappointed
in it. Mr. Pablo.
I hope your sports bra's ready, Jenny.
And then Fallon's was sort of in the same vein where was Kristen Wiig? No, Maya Rudolph got married.
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig got with the guy from the first movie, but he ended up being a serial killer. And she reopened her bakery and he used it as a front to murder people and to chop up their bodies and turn them into mincemeat.
Okay, now I just realized you were channeling the show.
Well, that was an accident.
Yeah.
But you're right.
And then Drake went full Narcos drug
We have
operation.
No original ideas, clearly.
Oh my God. Do you want me to award first and second place?
No, just pick a loser.
Drake is the loser.
Wow. Literally on this text line, people are saying, that was a total setup for Drake to lose. So
I really thought most people have seen Bridesmaids. It's also on television all the time.
Everyone saying I was influenced by you.
Yeah.
I will say that I wouldn't have picked a bakery if she wasn't an actual baker,
that's
though.
Fine.
That is, but that
honestly,
is dead on with
Jenny's
you.
Jenny's bull riding hadn't ended in death. I was all for her sequel. It sounded trashy and fun.
It was funny, but then I don't know what, I didn't know where to go with it. And so I said that people died while they were bull riding.
Yeah, it took, that's the
it
turn.
It can happen. It can.
That's
Jeff
what
can
I'm saying.
Happen. Yeah.
Well, watch Drake, Yellowstone. Take off your clothes. Here we
so
go.
So Drake is dropping his trousers and he's going to go run
right now?
Outside.
We're going to do it next.
We'll do
it
next.
We got to prepare this because you got to get downstairs. But we'll take a commercial break and on the way back, we will narrate.
Doing Instagram Live?
Yeah. I'll go down there with you, Drake. And
we'll get you on the phone and then we'll also give away Jingle Ball tickets when we come back on. Sorry, Drake. You suck. KDWB. All right, so Dave Ryan in the morning show, and Dave's out this week. He'll be back next week, and just taking, you know, of course, Thanksgiving week off. But we did do a fun little sequel game competition that Tina hosted, and there was a loser. It was Drake. People are saying we're getting into the territory of hazing at this point because he did have to eat ants last week. But I say we've all had to do our fair share of horrid things on this show, so I do not feel bad for Drake, but he is currently outside.
You can look on DaveRyanShow.com and see what they made me do last year at Thanksgiving, which was ride in the back of a moving truck and try to have a Thanksgiving meal while Dave aggressively drove through parking lots. But we do have them on the phone. They are downstairs right now. It's Drake and Tina down there. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. So the loser, Drake, had to take his pants off and he has to run outside in the balmy cold. Just do some zigzags, I think. And Tina just texted me to get some video up here, but I have no idea where you guys are to shoot out the window and record you. Where are you guys, Drake?
We're coming out. We were staying in the warm.
Oh my God.
It's so cold out. I can see my breath.
Are your pants off?
Not yet. Hold on. I'm going.
Are you going shoeless?
My what?
You're going shoeless, right?
Oh, yeah. I have to. Oh, my God. It's so cold, guys.
I feel chilly hearing him right now. I feel like
I jump right now. All right. It's so cold. It's so cold. Can you see me here?
Fallon's looking. Fallon's looking right now.
I'm running.
Oh, I do see a car coming, and I see.
Who's pulling over? Right
oh God. Oh God. Is he going to get arrested? A car is pulling over right now. Do you see the car talking to them?
He's checking me out. What? Should I talk to him?
He said that there's a car that's like pulling over trying to talk to him right now.
Oh, God.
Hi.
What are they saying to you, Drake?
What?
Just
there?
Just keep running.
I'm just like running around this guy's truck right now.
Did Drake just get in trouble by a random passerby? Like in their car? Did you see him? I think also Tina, I think, is on Instagram Live right now, so you can be watching this live and then she'll post the video afterwards up. But yeah, basically Drake lost a competition and the loser had to go outside and run with a little bit of less clothing than they came in with today.
So he's in his boxers and socks right now. On the way out, he was like, oh, he's winded. He said, this is what I was afraid of. I wasn't afraid of showing my hoots out in the cold. I was afraid of the winded.
It's so cold.
I'm watching the live right now. It's on Dave Ryan Show's Instagram. And he's just like running across the street that's like right outside our building in his little boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Are those boxers or boxer briefs?
Look like boxers.
They're basically wearing shorts and a sweatshirt. That's like
you're
almost
fine.
Typical Midwestern apparel
it
at
actually
this point
is.
In time.
All teenage
it's
boys.
Like going. The air is like going up my boxers right now, though.
Yeah, it is.
Not okay.
Is that refreshing?
Good morning.
teenage boys in the Midwest, this is what they wear to school this time of year. They wear shorts and a hoodie, so you're kind of in line with that. Okay, you can come inside.
Yeah, well, we're done.
Hearing
we're
your panting is getting intense.
All right. Oh, there, Tina's got a nice close-up right now. Drake just said this. S's.
Drake also just started his fitness journey, so you're welcome for getting you a little few calories burned this morning.
Yeah, there we go.
Let's never do that again, please.
All right. Sounds good. Right. Thanks, Drake.
We'll
good
see
job.
You when you get back into the warmth.
We're such jerks. All right, let's give away Jingle Ball tickets.
Okay.
We're going to try a new game, and it's Guess the Mystery Word. I am really concerned with this because people did not know how to finish the song Where is the Love earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So I am concerned with this, but we're going to try it. It's our first time. It's a celebrity interview. This is with Sweetie. We're going to play a clip from an interview. will stop. And if you can guess the word she says next, you win the Jingle Ball ticket. So you can go ahead and call 651-989-KDWB. Here is the clip.
The experience of being an aspiring artist in college was, it brings back so many funny memories to me that the girls who were in my dorm while and going to parties, I would tell them, I can't party with you guys because I have to.
So it says she's like, I can't party with you guys because I have to, and you want to finish that last word.
Yeah.
So you got to use your context clues. I'm going to play it one more time. Okay. So listen and then call us in and try to take a guess of what that last word is.
Because the experience of being an aspiring artist in college was, it brings back so many funny memories to me that the girls who were in my dorm while and going to parties, I would tell them, I can't party with you guys because I have
to. Okay. So if you can finish that interview sentence, it's just one word we're looking for. You win 651-989-KDWB. We'll play Sweetie, who is a Jingle Ball artist, and come back with the game next. It's the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. That's Jingle Ball artist Sweetie. You'll see her live on December 6th at Xcel Energy Center, all sponsored by Capital One. She'll be there with Pitbull, Lil Nas X, The Kid LAROI, Black Eyed Peas, Tate McRae, Bozzy, Dixie D'Amelio, and Ty Verdes. A lot of people were like posting, I think the KDWB account posted, because Tate got a picture with Olivia Rodrigo, and they're like, will Olivia Rodrigo support her bestie at KDWB's Jingle Ball? I was like, I wish she would. But we're going to play a clip of a Sweetie interview. We'll stop it, and if you know the next word she says, you win Jingle Ball tickets. So who do we have first, Jenny?
First up, we have Kathy.
All right, Kathy, you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay, here's the clip.
The experience of being an aspiring artist in college was, it brings back so many funny memories to me that the girls who were in my dorm while and going to parties, I would tell them, I can't party with you guys because I have to.
What did she say? She asked to what?
I have to go sing.
Oh.
Sing.
It's not sing, but that's a good guess. I'm sorry. A good guess.
Thank you for trying. Kathy. All right, up next we have Whitney.
All right, Whitney, what do you think the answer is? She has to go what? I think
the answer is study.
See, that would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not study.
No.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, sorry, Whitney.
This is next, a hard game because it's really a truly guessing game.
Yeah. We have Amy now.
All right, Amy, what do you think Sweetie says? She has to do what?
Is it right?
With you guys because I have to write.
Yeah, she has to write.
Oh my gosh, my daughter's gonna be so excited.
Yay. Cool.
What's your daughter's name?
Lillian.
All right, well, you and Lillian are gonna have a blast at Jingle Ball, right?
Oh my gosh, yes we are.
Congratulations, Amy. Good job.
Thank you.
Welcome. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. We have You Can't Make This Stuff Up coming up. And just so you know, I did reveal some fun little hacks for you earlier to make Thanksgiving easier. So we'll cover those again. And also, Teslas are really apparently amazing cars, but this is family used one to ward off criminals.
Okay.
I don't know how they did it, but we have that coming up. And also, this one just makes me laugh. Anytime someone gets their wisdom teeth out and then they have a ridiculous video, the girl gets her wisdom teeth taken out. She is on the drugs, and she goes after a celebrity. She's ranting about her. So we'll play that next, too, on You Can't Make This Stuff Up.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And it's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers. So a girl who had her wisdom teeth taken out, she goes on a full rant, and it's about Taylor Swift.
Always thinking about Taylor Swift, and it's not fair. I have loved her since I was 11, and I stood by her side. Their mom when everyone hated Taylor Swift, and I said she does not deserve it. It's true. And then everyone in the world woke up and they said, we love Taylor Swift. And I said, I know. And I'm so upset because I will never see her in the concert venue.
Why do you think you will never see her?
It's so expensive. It's not her fault. She does not pick her concert prices because the industry is corrupt like that. But it's not fair because I just loved her for so long. And I never went through heartbreak, but she makes me feel like I have. And I did not understand love until I was in love. And now I'm in love and she understands me so well.
Okay.
Wow.
Fair, though. Everything she said.
Yeah.
True.
Feeling it. This family, I guess, used a Tesla to ward off criminals.
There's a family of javelina out there.
You know, it was kind of a neat experience. It's like, you know, our friend had never seen javelina, so she's like taking pictures. But after about 5 or 6 minutes, I'm like,
no, that's it.
Oh,
there's all these javelinas outside.
My husband had an idea to use his Tesla.
So the Tesla was sitting right there, and I'm like, okay, well, let's see what happens if I move this big car right behind him, how they'll react. And luckily, they got freaked out and just took off.
What did you think that word was?
You got to start at the beginning.
Let me redo everything mentally. Drake gave me a sheet this morning, and it says javelinas. And I'm like, I think he meant juveniles and was just like typing this fast. So I'm like, okay, let's just call them criminals, right? And so I told Tina, I go, look how Drake spelled juveniles. No, javelinas is an act. It's like a warthog.
Like a warthog?
Yes.
I've never heard of that before. I never heard of
you
a javelina in my life.
Every day.
They must be popular in Arizona because this is where this takes place. So the Tesla warded off. Javelina is not criminal.
Southwestern
they are
area
criminals.
Of would America.
Would that make any sense that a Tesla would ward off criminals?
Well,
you don't know.
I thought, does the car talk? Maybe if the car talked, it spooked them and they left, you know, like feeling someone's at home.
What if it's people? You can put custom horns in those Teslas, which I think is really cool. So you could put like a horn that just is somebody screaming,
get back!
Get the F out of here!
I don't think that's street legal to have something like that, Drake. This sounds intense.
You know, nobody's going to stop me.
Are any of you guys preparing anything for Thanksgiving, food-wise?
I make rolls. I make homemade bread every year.
Okay,
it's very therapeutic.
I mean, I've been asking Andrew because we're just doing his family's Thanksgiving. And I said, what are we bringing? And he goes, absolutely not. No, my mom takes full control over the food at Thanksgiving. And I was like, well, how about I at least make this apple pie that I'm pretty good at making? And he goes, well, there's already two pies. And then he goes on to proceed to explain that it's a key lime pie and then like a cake. And I was like, apple pie is very different than both of those desserts.
Yeah, pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
But I don't want to like offend his family by bringing another pie and then them be offended if like people eat more of my pie than the
rolls,
other desserts.
Because they're homemade. No one wants to go through the trouble of homemade rolls. So no one's going to be mad when you bring them. They're going to be like, oh my God, wow, that's so kind of you. Because nobody's making rolls. Yeah. You're not going to offend them when you bring them.
I'm going to be moderately. Andrew's going to turn on me on this one.
Oh no.
Andrew makes one of the best key lime pies I've ever had. Key lime pie is not a Thanksgiving pie. I know it's because it's their grandma's recipe, but that is such a random dessert.
The rest of the year.
That's a random pie for our Thanksgiving meal.
I know. That's why I was like, we always have a pumpkin pie, an apple pie, usually a cherry pie at our Thanksgiving.
We usually have pecan too, yeah.
Right. We have like all those kinds of pies that are more pies, and that's more of like, key lime pie fits almost more in a cake category to me. Almost. Not quite. It's like in the in-between.
It's so his grandma made the best key lime pie I've ever had, probably.
Yeah. And he does a good job, but I think it's his grandma who brings it to Thanksgiving. But
okay, then you can't harsh grandma's mellow.
Right. It's not him bringing it. Oh, no, he doesn't offer to. He's at that age still. Well, no, he's just. No, I'm not going to say
still,
this.
He's like 30.
I was going to say it was his gender that is the reason he doesn't offer, but like I didn't want to go that way and stereotype men.
Well, no,
but
you're not wrong.
I kept asking him, what are we bringing in? We should offer to bring something. And he keeps saying, no, my mom takes care of anything. She doesn't want you to bring anything.
I'm certain Jake never brought anything to any family meal until we were together. I'm also certain Jake never brought a wedding gift to any wedding he attended until we were together.
Really?
When we were very first started dating, we went to his friend Sean's wedding. And he didn't bring anything. And to this day, I am mortified that I was associated with that.
I mean, they don't know until later that they... Well,
they probably know. To this day, they probably... I'm sorry, Sean and Amanda. You deserved better.
I mean, came
to your beautiful wedding, and I found out later Jake didn't even drop, like, a card with cash.
Yeah, that's a little sad because I was invited to a wedding recently where I was only invited to the dance portion, and I still brought a card with cash in it. Not a ton because all I was there for was the dance.
You better believe he was saddled up to the food buffet eating, his eating away, too. Like, of course he was, but couldn't spare 20s? I don't know. Some quick ideas to make things a little bit easier for yourself on Thanksgiving. If you don't peel your potatoes, you can just boil them with the skin on and then you put them in a straight ice bath and the skin slides right off.
The skin is the best part. Leave the skin on.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
Turning.
You guys never do those baby reds?
Oh, those are good. We'll smash
potatoes. Yeah, those ones you definitely eat the skin with.
Yeah.
I like all potatoes. I don't discriminate against my potatoes, Jenny.
You like pretty much all food, though.
Thank you.
I feel like that's a statement that you could say, I like this and I like that.
I do.
The other day, Tina and I were deciding where to go eat, and she was like, I've had these two appetizers, and she listed the only two things on a menu I would not eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, what did you say?
It was the Brie cheese curds.
Hate Brie, and I don't like cheese curds.
And then like an ahi tuna crisp situation.
Mm-hmm. It's not good. That's like the last appetizer I would ever order.
I can confirm to you that they're both amazing.
I know. I was like, you literally listed the only two things on the menu I probably would not order.
You're missing out.
So. Another fun fact you may not have known, Tina, is that if you preheat your roasting pans and you leave them in the oven while you're preheating it, it cooks faster. Your food.
So, I guess that makes sense. Like it's a hot thing. Mm-hmm. You're putting it in.
Yeah. And then things like make your gravy in a blender.
What?
Instead of like doing the simmer on a stovetop forever.
How do you slowly add your cornstarch to make it Google the correct thickness?
Google gravy blender recipe and it tells you.
That's one of those hacks that like in the end seems like it would end up just taking more time.
Maybe. I don't know.
I refuse.
Anyway, there are a couple of hacks. I put all those up at DaveRyanShow.com. We'll be back with Dave's Dirt. I am going to play the audio clip this time of Adele with her talking about her teacher and how she inspired her. And will Chris Pratt, now that he is in the Super Mario Brothers movie, do a fake Italian accent? He'll tell you coming up in Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
It's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
All right. Will Chris Pratt be doing a fake Italian accent for Super Mario Brothers?
As an Italian-American myself, I understand the comments. Charlie Day, who's playing Luigi, actually... It comes from an Italian heritage.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, so that's our
And that's awesome. Yeah. How much are you going to have them, like, lean into the, it's me, it's Mario, like, lean into the Italian-ness?
It's, you know, we cover it in the movie, so you'll see that we definitely nod to that, but that's not the tenor of the performance throughout the film. All I can tell you is the voice that he's doing for us and Mario is phenomenal. I can't wait for people to hear it.
So, long story longer, Chris Pratt will, I guess so, Chris Pratt will not be doing a fake Italian accent is what they say.
Then why is he in the movie as Mario? Why didn't you just get someone with an Italian accent?
I know.
This is upsetting.
Adele did a live performance in, I'm going to guess, London somewhere, and there were a bunch of famous people that are like British.
Should you pause that video and just... try and count them all.
It's the same as the one that was here in the U.S.
Or more.
It's just so many celebrities. But one of those was asking Adele if she had like a teacher that really made an impact on her life. And this is what happened.
Yeah, she just, she was so bloody cool. So engaging. And like, she really made us care. And we knew that she cared about us and stuff like that. And it was just, she used to have all these gold bracelets on and gold like sig rings. I don't know, she was just bloody cool.
Yeah.
And so relatable and likable that I really look forward to my English lessons.
Yeah, because it's odd, actually, funny enough.
Is she here?
She's here tonight.
It's like so adorable. And I have the full video up on my blog at DaveRyanShow.com, but it's so sweet. So Pete Davidson, when he was with Ariana Grande, got a tattoo of her little signature bunny ears below his left ear. But now he has a hickey from Kim Kardashian there. So it's like, I don't know. They went
over the ears?
I think he might have had those removed, honestly.
Okay.
But they went and had dinner in Santa Monica. And they sat like in a little corner table, just the two of them. And then they walked out, of course, holding hands so that the paparazzi could capture it. Halle Berry was asked if she has any weird turn-ons. She said, well, only because you're asking. I don't know if it's weird, but I like when you're kissing someone and they kind of like suck your tongue. It might not be weird, but that turns me on. And the person was like, yeah, that's not weird. That's like a very common kind of thing.
I feel like I'm a little bit surprised that she revealed like a detail like that, honestly.
I know. It was very, like, I know nothing about Halle Berry.
Yeah, me
neither.
If
you think about it, she just doesn't.
She seems pretty private. So yeah. I was surprised to even hear that was a story she was willing to share.
Yeah. If you're a big fan of Bobby Flay, don't worry. He has figured things out with the Food Network and has agreed to stay with the Food Network for at least another 3 years. I think initially, I guess he was like upset because he was not making as much as Guy Fieri. Mm-hmm. And he was demanding it. And they were like, no. And so I think they somehow figured it out. People are speculating that Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas have split because she removed his name from all of her social media. It now just says Priyanka everywhere. Ooh. And it's as they're approaching their 3-year anniversary. Well, that's next month, I guess. It says also, in addition, Nick's TikTok on Monday shows him flipping through a magazine dedicated to Nick Jonas. He points to photos of everything and he includes his quote unquote spouse, Priyanka. So he does say, this is my spouse, so...
Well, their roast is tonight.
Oh, is it?
It's on Netflix. Netflix.
Okay.
So that's what all of his TikToks have been, is like him boom roasting people.
Okay.
Yes, I actually do want to watch
that.
Yeah,
it looks funny. Pete Davidson roast them.
Yeah.
That's the only clip that we had played like last week, and it was pretty funny, just the short clip we saw. Another thing that I'm really looking forward to is the new Disney movie. I know a big Disney fan over here. Yeah. Encanto. Mm-hmm. It can only be seen in theaters. I know that much. And it's from the studio that brought Zootopia and Frozen. And of course, Lin-Manuel Miranda teamed up again and wrote the songs for this one. And I just watched a trailer for it because I was like, I didn't know exactly what it was about. But it's a story of this family and they live in a magical house hidden in the mountains of Colombia. And of course, this is how it goes, right? Everyone has a special gift except for the lead girl. She's 15-year-old Maribel, and she struggles to find kind of what her place is in the family since she is the only one that doesn't have a magical gift. But then everything is risked. Everything could crumble. They have to figure it out. It's an adventure, and like it's going to be really great. But anyway, you can see Disney's Encanto. It's only in theaters starting tomorrow. And I really want to see that. I was so happy that they have a musical one coming out.
Like, yeah.
Those are Olive's favorites.
I wonder what her animal friends are. You know, they always have animal friends. I wonder what they are.
Valid question.
Love it.
We will find out. That's it for Dave's Dirt. Jenny, unless you had something else?
Well, I was just going to say, so spoiler alert, but Dancing with the Stars happened last night, the finale. Yep. And so I wanted to reveal who won it, but big spoiler alert, before I play this audio, turn your radio off if you were unable to watch it last night, but here is our winner.
After 10 weeks of intense competition, it's time for the final result. And just so you know, either of these winners will be making history tonight as a first. The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are Imana Daniela!
The only non-dancer in the mix, I think.
Iman is a NBA player, correct? But really quickly, did you know, like, they obviously get paid to do that stuff?
Yes, I did know.
Okay, how much do you think that the person who wins makes?
So they get extra money if they win.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Super Bowl.
I assume it's a few $100,000, honestly. Yeah,
it can't be like $1 million. That seems way too high.
Yeah.
Fallon, you're pretty much correct. So Iman won $295,000 for winning it last night.
Jeez. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then other contestants can earn up to $125,000 for the first 2 weeks. And then I think it goes up a little bit from there, but the winner gets $295,000.
But I think that's on top of what they're getting every weekly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the grand prize amount on top of it.
Yeah. So starting pay is $1,200 per episode.
Okay.
So I think every episode you're on, you get that.
I will go on Dancing. I will do it.
You will? Okay. Though I'm sure that after hearing this, they will reach out.
I am available Dancing with the Stars. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. All right. Perfect. We'll be back with some Glow Holiday Festival tickets and War of the Roses on KDWB. All right. We have tickets to the Glow Holiday Festival. It's at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. And we'll give you a family 5-pack right now if you are caller 10 at 651-989-KDWB. All right, let's get to War of the Roses. So Eva and her boyfriend, Shane, they were hanging out, and he had her stop at a friend's apartment to get something. And he was inside for like 20 minutes, and he claimed this friend didn't have what he needed. And she thinks he actually went inside to hook up with someone, so she just wants to check things out. It's coming up. You can find out what happens, who he sends the roses to on War of the Roses next on KDWB.
Time to count the red flags.
Oh my God.
It's the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Reading this War of the Roses, I'm not even really sure, Fallon, what to think.
Well,
it's just kind of sketchy all around.
Absolutely. I would say that that might be an understatement today.
I'm going to let you listen to Eva's story on War of the Roses and find out whether it's sketchy or he's cheating or it's sketchy and he's cheating. So we'll find out. Hi, Eva. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Thanks for being on. Tell me what happened with your boyfriend, Shane, and why you feel like you want to do War of the Roses.
Well, okay, so with my boyfriend, Shane, like, I was in the car with him the other day, and he got, like, a phone call, and it was definitely, like, a girl. I didn't see who it was, but I could tell it was a girl's voice through hearing it in the car.
Okay.
Okay.
And he said it was his friend Curtis, but like I could totally tell that this is not Curtis.
So he said it was his friend Curtis. Yeah, you hear a girl, so that's sketchy right there. Okay.
And he's like, hey, I have to swing by and like pick up some, like I gotta buy some stuff or whatever, I don't know. And I've been saying things about like knowing that it was a girl's voice instead of a guy's voice. So, like, we go to this, like, apartment building. Like, I've never been there before. And I sit in the car for 20 minutes as he's in there. And then he comes out and he doesn't have anything with him. So he, like, didn't buy anything. And he was like, yeah, Curtis didn't have what I needed. And it just seemed like it made no sense. Because, like, if he was talking to Curtis, yeah. Then...
Okay, so I mean...
Curtis wouldn't tell him to come over, yeah, and get stuff or whatever. Yeah.
So, like, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I think he just had sex with a girl. Like, I know that's a girl who he was talking to.
Oh. So you think he's so slimy that he would take you to another girl's apartment, go up and hook up with her while you sat in the car in the parking lot?
I guess.
Oh, God.
Well, like, tell us how you put that theory to the test when you got back to your place or back to his place.
Well, like, okay, so when we got home, because I was like, I was just, like, sure it was a girl. There was something that was super weird. So when we got home, I tried to have sex with him, and he turned me down. And he's never done that before. Like, literally, that's never happened before. And so it was right. Just super weird. And, yeah, and so that's, like, that's why I think that he's cheating. It was just really strange. I think he thinks that, like, I'm stupid and, like, wouldn't figure it out. Or something, or like couldn't hear over the phone.
Right, yeah.
Well, has he done sketch? I mean, the sketchy behavior like that, there's three things. Number one, he's lying, saying it's Curtis on the phone, yep. When he's clearly a woman.
Yep.
He says he's going to stop and buy something, and I don't want to get into, like, what he was buying.
But it sounds sketchy.
I'm going to guess it was probably stereo equipment, but maybe. You know, who knows? But he stops to buy something from his friend Curtis, comes out, and almost acts like he forgot that he was even there to buy anything. And so he's seeing somebody who he was seeing was the girl on the phone. You know that he was seeing a girl. 20 minutes is about the right amount of time. I mean, you can do it faster, you can do it quicker, slower. You could, yeah. 20 minutes about the right amount of time. But does that seem like the in character with anything Shane would have done? Because that's pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
how long have you been seeing this guy? Do you know him well enough to know that he wouldn't do that? Or is this a guy that you met like a month ago?
Yeah.
No, we've been dating for like 3 months. And okay. I know he has like a crazy ex who's just like a psycho. And
well, they all say that.
Yeah, everyone.
I don't know if it's her. Yeah, or it could be him just like saying that, you know, she's awful. I don't know. I don't know her. It could be her. It could be someone else. He like hasn't talked to anyone before, but like I don't see him all the time.
Here's my question for you. That's going to determine whether or not he was hitting it with somebody. What part of town were you in when you pulled over? Because there's the sleazier parts of town.
Dave.
And what part of town were you in?
We were like right off of like 35W.
Oh, it doesn't get any shadier.
What?
I don't know.
I was going to say, what are you talking about?
If you were down by Faribault, I guarantee you.
Faribault?
Wait, that's 35.
The Woolen Mill.
So you were up. Okay, it doesn't matter. It's too hard to say. Okay.
Okay.
Here's what we can. Can I ask you one more question, though?
Yeah.
When you tried to seduce him to find out whether he would do that, what was his excuse for saying no?
He was like, I'm tired and I just like don't. He was like, I don't feel it. And I think it was because he literally couldn't.
Okay.
He just did it.
That's so gross.
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
Stay there. We can call Shane in a second and see who he wants to send roses to. I can't wait to meet this guy.
Yeah, no, you're not going to meet him.
Well, I can't wait.
I guess unless you guys hang out 35W together.
I'm sorry. Stay right there, okay?
Okay.
Back to the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
I want to talk to you and see what you think is going on here and whether he will pick the right girl. Web girl Tina, very sad life. You actually had a very sad life. You actually had not the same thing, but something similar happened to
but
you.
Similar. Yeah, I was with a guy at the time. We weren't dating, but we were together. And we were hanging out at his apartment. And he got a phone call. And he was really weird about, like, hiding the screen and stuff. And then when he was talking to the person, he was making all, like, really short things, being like, yeah, okay, really short things. And I could totally tell it was a girl. But then when he hung up, he was like, oh, no, that was just my friend. Like, no, it wasn't.
So you had a choice of either to, like, call him a liar or pretend that you believed him. So you could hear the girl's voice on the phone?
Definitely.
This is good news for anybody who's, like, you know, talking to somebody sketchy they shouldn't be talking to. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time, your phone is louder than you think it is.
Yeah.
So
that's why Jake has had his screen fixed multiple times at CPR. I'll hear a girl talking. I grab his phone. I slam it to a wall. Oh, it was your mom. Sorry. Whoops. Oh, it was your sister. Oh, my bad. But he learned his lesson, did he not?
To not talk to other people in front of you.
Yeah.
Chris is on the phone in St. Paul. Chris, what do you think? Who is he going to send the roses to? Is he cheating?
I do think he is cheating, but I think he might send the roses to the right female because he already feels the heat, so I don't think he's going to try and attract too much more attention to the fact that he is cheating.
Okay, so you say he is cheating, but
he can feel the heat.
He'll send the roses to the right girl because he can feel the heat. Chris, thank you. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to find out in just a second because we're calling right now.
The survey is completed. Shane, wasn't too bad, right?
No, it's fine.
Perfect. So like I said, we do have a dozen long-stem romantic roses for you, and we can send those out today if you'd like.
Could I actually take like a cash option or something like that?
No, it's a partnership we have with this rose company, so we wouldn't be able to do cash instead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so it's a dozen roses?
Yes.
Would it be possible to like split the dozen in half?
Absolutely.
Like send six to one place and six to another?
Okay, yes, we can do that. So then it's two different people then?
Yes.
Okay, and you want to do six and six?
Right, yeah, six and six.
Okay, so who would you like to send the first six to?
I'd like to send the first six to Eva.
Okay, and then who's the recipient of the second?
Josie.
Hey, was Josie the girl that you went into her house when you said it was Curtis and you were going to go buy something, but you were actually gone in there for 20 minutes and pretty sure that you had sex with her because you didn't want to have sex with Eva when you got back to your place? Yeah.
What?
It was really fast.
I said,
what?
Is Josie the girl that you had sex with for 20 minutes in her house while Eva waited in your car parked next to the dumpster when you came out and you were supposed to buy something, you didn't have it because it wasn't really Curtis on the phone. It was Josie. And you were, was that her?
I don't even know. Who is this? What's going on?
Okay, well, let me explain to you.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, so
exhausted now.
Shane, I want you to. Are you sitting down right now? Where are you right now?
Yeah, I'm in my car.
Where are you in your car?
I just pulled over. I'm parked somewhere.
I just want to make sure you're sitting down because this is sometimes a bit of a shock. we were calling to see if you would send roses to your girlfriend Eva because Eva was suspicious that you were sleeping with somebody else. Because Eva's on the phone right now. Eva, say hi so he'll know that you're there.
Hey.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, God.
Eva told us that a few days or a week ago that you were driving and you got a phone call and you said it was from Curtis and you're going to stop at his house to buy something. But when you stopped, she heard a girl's voice on the phone, not Curtis's voice, definitely not a guy's voice. And you stopped and went inside to buy something, came back with nothing. And she thinks that you were hooking up with somebody inside the house. Does that make sense?
I mean, that's not what happened. I don't really understand what's going on here. I mean, you guys called.
What? I'm sorry, what'd you say, Eva?
I said, he's like, that's not what happened. That's totally what happened.
Well, here's.
Well, I mean, yeah, we stopped, but I didn't go in and have sex with some girl. I don't. That I did. I didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
But here's what you did do. You sent roses to two girls.
Yes, you did.
I didn't send roses to anybody. Yeah. I didn't even try to. I didn't call to send roses to anybody. I'm not even trying to send flowers to anybody.
Shane, you literally just did. You just sent it to that girl.
Look, if somebody thinks that I'm trying to send flowers to somebody else, that doesn't even make any sense. I'm not trying to send any flowers. I mean, I was taking a survey 2 minutes ago, and that's it. And then now you guys are saying I was trying to send flowers to somebody.
You literally asked if you could split the dozen roses between two different people. You asked that. Now, to be fair, you did ask for cash first.
Honestly, I don't know what you're talking about. This is ridiculous.
He's crazy.
But we said we have a dozen roses, and you said, can you split them?
Yeah, but I didn't know what you were talking about. I was confused. Like, I didn't understand what was going on.
How can you not understand that?
How you don't understand?
I mean, I was just confused. I obviously would have sent them to Eva. I don't
Well,
I don't
you
know.
Did send half to Eva, to be fair.
This is freaking Josie. It's not your mom, and it's not your sister.
Do you know who Josie is, Eva? Do you have any idea who Josie is?
I have literally no idea.
Look, all I know is my hands are clean in this thing. I didn't do. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Okay.
It's the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. Got to give away some Jingle Ball tickets. We're going to make it easy. We'll just give those away to caller 10 right now at 651-989-KDWB. We have a cool pre-party coming up, too. I don't want to, sit on this because, look, I know even at $28 a ticket with fees and stuff, not everyone can always afford to go to a concert, but we have a free one for you right across the hall the same day as Jingle Ball. It's our pre-party. And it starts at 3:30. That's when doors open. Presented by Aveda Arts and Sciences Institute in Minneapolis. All ages event. We'll have Dixie D'Amelio. Ty Verdes. Trevor Dan. Great transition, Jen. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. She's from Chanhassen. Erica's going to be there. We don't have an audio clip of this group, but as you were, they'll be there as well. But we're going to weigh last minute Jingle Ball tickets at the event, artist experiences, and a $25,000 college scholarship from College Corner. So go hang out before the show for a free show. Again, starts at 3:30 at Roy Wilkins. And one more way that you can win tickets on top of us doing it every hour on the 20s is the will call window. It's the Splat will call window. You can just see it at kdwb.com, keyword Jingle Ball. You click on there, you enter your information, then you check back tomorrow to see if your name is chosen. If you see your name, you've won the ticket, you claim them. If not, you enter again. So every day you have a chance to win those presented by Capital One. And the will call window is actually powered by Splat Hair Care. I think we have our winner.
Yes, it is Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm awesome now. How are you guys?
Good. You feel like that, sense of relief because you have your tickets so you don't have to call us all the time anymore.
I never win from you guys, so I can't believe I just did.
Oh, I'm glad that we could be here for this beautiful moment with you. You're going to be going to Jingle Ball on December 6th, Jamie.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Congratulations. We'll be back with a round of felonies in a few minutes. A car hits a bowling ball. And that sounds like it would suck, and it did suck, but things start getting even more weird after they hit the bowling ball. Mm. We'll cover it coming up in Felonies.
Got a minute? Because we've got the dirt. Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
Okay. Drake bought me a cake pop today from Starbucks, and Tina just took the first bite out of it.
That is enough sugar to last me 3 days.
Wait, you gave it to Tina?
I had a tiny nibble. And I can feel I have been spiked.
You didn't give me a bite, Fallon.
I hadn't given anyone
also,
a bite.
Also, it was a gift. So what do you?
Wow, Drake's going to give us all Christmas presents and then ask for them back.
Yeah, no kidding, Drake.
keep your gifts to yourself.
Fallon, you didn't offer me any of that, whatever I got you. Like, you didn't offer me to wear that cowgirl hat I got you
all
for
of
a week.
Sudden, he starts bringing in party packs of Taco Bell for our presents because he's
honestly, I would not
that.
Be upset.
That's you better get ready because that's exactly what's going to be happening, guys.
I mean, you're speaking to the right audience. Yeah. We wouldn't be disappointed by that.
So Tina and I have an unwritten rule. We talked about it before. We don't get each other presents. We're done with those days because
honestly, I'm done pretty much in general. I was talking to my mom yesterday and I was like, are we doing presents or no? And she said no. And I said, great. So yeah. Other than we do stocking stuffers like chapsticks and socks, because those are great. But no, we're like done.
Yeah. But I'm getting Drake, Jenny, and Dave the exact same thing.
That's fine.
I know Drake does not have it, but I don't know if Jenny and Dave do.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that Dave is going to think it's an exceptionally lame gift.
No. I feel like I have an idea what it is, but I'm not going... Or not an idea what it is, but what it might... Like, what room it might go in.
Oh. No, it's not like that.
Oh, okay.
I want to be not told. Something, I want to be told.
I specifically am not getting you guys something to sit around your house.
No, I meant like what it would be used for, like what room it would be used in.
I wouldn't get bathroom humor stuff for Dave.
Yeah.
If that's what you're thinking.
No. Okay. Not what I was thinking either.
Okay. Oh.
At the next break, you're going to tell me. I need to know.
I'll tell you. It's not, it's like, anyway, it doesn't matter. I thought it was like something that everyone would use.
Okay.
But I'm going with the method of they'll use it, even though it's not like exciting.
Okay.
It's toilet paper.
I don't. Okay, number one, that's like probably
that was hard to come by a year ago.
Yeah,
that was probably the best thing you could get someone for a housewarming gift, in my opinion, because toilet paper is kind of expensive, and you know you're always going to need toilet paper at your house.
Yeah,
and you never know what else other people might have. So I think that that's a great housewarming gift. I would also accept that for any other holiday, Christmas, my birthday. Give me toilet paper.
Now I feel like I'm going to let you down. I did not get you toilet paper.
No heads. No.
I wish you would have got me toilet paper instead of this crap.
Truthfully, I like getting things that are useful more than things that I want. Okay. So I'm hoping that it's just something that I'll use and I'll like. I don't really like getting things I don't need.
Fine, Jenny.
Is it a vacuum?
No. God.
You know I have a crappy vacuum.
I'm not spending nearly that much on you guys.
Okay, I'll be expecting my brand new BMW down get in the ready. Parking garage.
Yeah. So,
thanks, guys.
People write songs about exes all the time. It's fine. We know like Taylor Swift is holding the top spot on the Billboard with a 10-minute song right now, which is crazy and breaking records. But did you know the one that got away from Katy Perry was written about Josh Groban?
No.
I had no idea they even dated.
I didn't
or
either.
Or had a thing or like a moment or anything.
Josh Groban is sneaky hot.
He's sneaky funny and great personality.
He is sneaky hot.
Still Feel Like Your Man. John Mayer wrote that about Katy Perry. Did know that one. Colors by Halsey, which is also a direct ripoff of Taylor Swift's Red, is about Matt Healy from the 1975.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Guess so.
Okay.
Gonna Get Caught from Demi Lovato. She wrote it with Nick Jonas about Joe Jonas. Awkward. Seven Things, we know that from Miley Cyrus. That's written about Nick Jonas. And then Nick, in turn, wrote Wedding Bells about Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
And You Ought to Know is a big one we know from Alanis Morissette. It's written about David Coulier from Full House, Uncle Joey. Which is always so weird. You didn't?
No. Good for him. That's a great song.
You guys didn't know?
No.
Oh, yeah, because she was like way younger than him.
No.
And yeah, he screwed her over. So she had a very angry. He's still doing stuff, I'm sure. I don't know.
Cut it out.
Thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome.
Here's some Tuesday reminders. The Bachelorette is on tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yay.
Is that 8 our time?
They've been in. No, it's 7. It's 7 o'clock our time.
Okay, so. Well, it says Michelle is asking her fifth grade students to plan this week's dates.
Yeah, they've been in Minnesota the last. I mean, this was filmed a couple months ago, but they were in Minnesota
it's
last
really
week.
It's really fun to watch it.
It is.
Of seeing how, like, they're. And it's also funny watching how they make the guys, like, trek around. And it's like they were, like, walking through, like, St. Anthony. And then, like, all of a sudden they were over it by, like, the Hennepin County stuff. And I was like, that's. You didn't walk there, but you guys made them walk around and film stuff.
They made them do these, like, Vikings chants and, like, stuff at US Bank Stadium on the episode last week, and honestly, it made me uncomfortable. They were like, get your Vikings cheer out, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, God, I have to be honest. The things that they make these guys do and girls on The Bachelor for dates, I would be so annoyed doing them most of the time. But
just take me to a Dave and Buster's and call it a day.
Right. Just have like some normal date stuff. Like it's just sometimes they always have
How
to do something.
How boring would it be if they went to a movie?
Right.
You can't do that for the best. Unless he cut a hole in the popcorn, there is no.
Wow, Fallon.
Oh. Oh, I get it now. I thought, I was like, why did the popcorn fall over his lap? That feels weird.
Oh, God.
Something happens when Jenny fills in for Dave where, like, her brain just, like, doesn't work normally anymore.
Her normal thought process would immediately go to pervert.
Right, but there's something when she's sitting there that she's, like, more sophisticated.
She's sophisticated over
That's
there.
That's because I'm in Dave Ryan's spot right now.
And he's a very sophisticated person.
Sophisticated. I don't know if you guys know this, but I am getting inducted into Mensa next week.
Inducted?
Yeah, it's an entire ceremony. I expect you all to be in attendance. And I can't wait to receive my plaque.
All right, The Voice will be on tonight on NBC. Whoops. Top 10 Live Eliminations. Also, Tina mentioned this earlier, but the Jonas Brothers Family Roast comedy special will be on Netflix.
Yeah.
So
watch it.
I'm going to be checking that out because that's going to be very funny.
I think it's going to be really funny. Plus, I love Kevin. I'm really big team Kevin.
Are you?
Oh, my God. Yeah. She's Kevin is by far the best Jonas brother.
He's the snarkiest. He's so snarky.
He's great. Team Kevin.
I don't know if anyone has interest in this, but I guess Seth Rogen and Sarah Silverman have a new adult animated series called Santa Inc., and here is the trailer for it.
I'm here from the North Pole Times. Have you decided who will succeed you as Santa Claus?
Subtext, Santa's old and knocking on death's door. You. Good question. I'll give it some serious thought. Ha, ha, ho, ho, ho. Bye.
There have been many Santa Clauses throughout history. Some were loved, others loathed. But the position of Santa has mostly been a white man's game.
Exactly. It's crazy. Things have got to change. I want to be the next Santa.
If this is your dream, you have to at least make your case.
You got to get intimate with that jolly
I know you're right, but do you really have to call me bitch every time you say something?
Okay, yes, I think you have to watch this one to get
it. It's empowering to call you
Just trying to be they're looking for a new Santa, I guess. That's what I gathered from it.
I'm going to make a hot take here. I don't find Sarah Silverman very funny. I find her quite annoying.
All right.
I think Seth Rogen's pretty funny, but I don't know. That didn't sound interesting, but also that was just a trailer.
It's rough to hear a trailer and know what's going on. Bridgerton completed its filming for the second season, though, so it'll come in 2022, which I'm excited about. And they say, speaking of the Jonas Brothers, I wonder if Priyanka will be there. They say that she dropped his name from everything on social media. She's just going by Priyanka now. So are there issues? You never see them together. Like, you see Joe and Sophie all the time,
right?
And they post videos. They never post videos of each other. You never see them together. It is interesting. And I did read a long time ago that it was, a full publicity stunt. And since you really have not seen them do, since their 15 weddings,
I was going to say, I feel like the only things I ever see is when all the wives are together supporting
at a concert.
All the guys.
It is weird.
That's kind of it. But, I mean, it was a very whirlwind, rushed wedding situation.
Yeah.
But they did a full-on, didn't they do a wedding?
She does have
everywhere.
A photo with him from November 5th. They were celebrating Diwali together.
Okay. Maybe that's they just don't overly ago. Share then. All right, fine,
I don't
fine,
think
fine.
I don't know. It's never made sense to me.
I'm just speculating. That's what I do. And this is a spoiler alert, but there is Dancing with the Stars winner. And here is the winner for season 30.
After 10 weeks of intense competition, it's time for the final result. And just so you know, either of these winners will be making history tonight as a first. The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are... Imana Daniela!
All right, congratulations. That's it for Dave's Dirt. We'll be back on Wednesday. We're going to do an early version of Mixtape Game tomorrow because it's a short week. We're like, yeah, let's still do it. So, Jenny, you're hosting this week?
I am hosting, yes. It's mostly, I think, Thanksgiving-ish themed, Black Friday something. Very timely.
Yep.
And I can't wait to see your choices because for once... I don't know them ahead of time because I have Drake to help me load songs in.
I have offered so many times to load them in for you.
I don't feel like that's true. I think you've offered like once and then
many times.
Oh my gosh, I'm very uncomfortable. I'm in the middle. You guys save this for like the dinner table, okay? Like
Fine.
That's where you do all
I'm
your
upset.
Fun stuff.
Tina never invites me to dinner. So honestly, I don't know that. I think we have to hash it out right now. I'm just kidding.
Not on the air. Oh, okay, we'll be back tomorrow. We're good thing you guys aren't competing against each other because this would be very awkward. Don't forget to grab your Jingle Ball tickets. We'll have those all morning tomorrow also. And we will have Worst Day Wednesday. Don't worry. We have it all set to go.
and Throwback Threesome. So much going on tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday. Thanks for listening to the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show.